Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
The day has come. We landed the plane.
Oh, did we?
I think so.
I feel like we're on the approach to the airport.
Absolutely not. It is the 8 days of
Ronica.
Believe it.
Believe it, people. We are here, and we are here with gift suggestions.
That's right, and that is our gift to you.
Absolutely.
Your gift to us is, of course, rating, reviewing, subscribing.
Five stars only.
Although we did get a 4-star recently, and it said the complaint was too snobbish.
Funny,
but still 4 stars.
Funny, but snobbish.
Yeah.
Very funny, but like snobbish that. was the complaint.
We're not interested in those.
I think they did it on purpose. We told them deliberately 5 stars only.
Yes. Yeah. And your reviews are lovely, so please keep sending them. But today we are not with a guest. We are surrounded.
It's just me and Brian and nothing but beautiful things.
Truly.
A mountain of gifts.
This is what we're doing today.
Okay.
Do you want to describe the categories?
We should set the standards for people. Brian and I had a real think about this. We've put a lot of energy into this.
It's true.
There were 8 days of Veronica.
Yep.
We decided to divide Veronica into 4 categories.
Yes, that's right.
And I think what we decided was on price points.
Yes.
Now, we said 50 and under.
Yeah.
And I meant to ask you about this, but sometimes it's easy to call something 50-ish.
Okay, yeah. By the way, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, a few of mine are 50-ish.
Because what I've noticed is that something's 52, but you don't want to put it in the under 100 category.
Exactly.
So our categories are 50-ish uh-huh. and under,
uh-huh.
100-ish and under,
uh-huh.
500-ish and under.
Yep.
1,000-ish and under. That's 8 days.
Yep.
We're going to do 2 for each day.
That's right.
Each of us. And then we have a fantasy.
Blow it out of the park.
Absolute Price is Right Showcase Showdown.
Yeah.
If you get it all right, this is what you win.
Yeah.
And we'll tell everybody what those are at the end.
Absolutely.
So we're going
to begin with, though,
yeah,
Rana.
Yeah.
I'd love to do our gift exchange.
We did it. We did decide to do a gift exchange.
We did. We set a price point for ourselves, which was 50 and under, pretty much, right?
Yes.
Around 40.
Yeah.
I think we decided.
Oh, did we decide on 40?
I can't remember.
Oh, I thought it was 50.
Oh, maybe it was 50.
Yeah. Well, anyway, and under.
And under.
That covers 40.
And under.
Yeah.
So can I give you my 50 and
Would
under?
Would you like to go first?
Sure. Now,
I recognize this bag.
That's the problem.
Is this the bag? Is this where the gift came from?
This is where the gift came from. And it's explained in my little note to you.
I think this is aggressive.
It's scandalous. I know. It is scandalous. And believe me, I sort of am. It's almost like giving you a gift from an enemy.
It feels a little bit.
A rival.
It feels a little bit like this is going to be a breakup note.
I know.
I'm looking at, because podcasting is not a visual medium,
Fair
Brian,
enough.
Is it? I am looking at a white bag with a black handle that has a G, a giant G, period, on it. Okay?
What do you think it stands for?
I know.
Not it's Ghirardelli.
It's Ghirardelli chocolate.
I got you a six pack of six bars of Ghirardelli. Sea salt, raspberry.
I wish you got me Ghirardelli chocolates in a sourdough bread bowl from the place down the street.
I'd eat the shit out of that. Bread and chocolate, delicious.
Happy holidays, Rana. I hope you enjoyed these gifts, and don't resent them as they're made by someone who could be doing a little better. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Kiss, kiss, and a big kiss for Jordan.
I never want to forget him.
XO Brian.
That's right.
Look, you have your own stationery.
Well, I mean, I bought it. That's pre-made, fabulous. But yes, yeah, thank you.
With a B.
Now, this is something that I have enjoyed for a while, and I was shocked when you said you didn't have one, and then the other one just seemed ridiculous, and I couldn't believe how much. Well, it doesn't matter.
I wonder, what if I do have whatever
you
it
said,
is?
About a month ago, you said you didn't. So, okay. But there's two things in there. You won't even believe how absurdly overpriced those were, Rana. And I'm only saying it. This is her version of a Halls.
Is that what this
yes.
is?
Yes. It's her version of like a cough drop.
This?
Yes.
It says
it's for your immunity.
It's an immune support. Okay. But it's called Perfect Attendance.
The person at the store told me it's like a Halls. And I was like, but 1,000 times crazier.
Blackberry flavored soft chew.
Yeah.
You just wanted to hear me say blackberry again.
Of course.
Blueberry.
But I thought you could take those on the plane.
30 soft chews, dietary supplement. This is wonderful. It gives you immunosupport because only vacation days should compromise your perfect attendance.
Yeah, and you're perfect in many ways. And so I thought.
What a nice thing to say. Don't take it if you're planning to become pregnant, just so you know, Brian.
Well, I don't have no plans. Anytime soon to be pregnant.
I think that's a wonderful gift. That's great. A wonderful thing to put. I mean, I can't believe you had to get me a Gwyneth Paltrow themed one.
I was there for this other thing. Do you already have one?
Now, this is very funny because, excuse me, this is a wonderful gift.
Which I have, but I thought you said you didn't, and now
this
I'm scared you do.
This is a wonderful gift. No, I do not have this.
Oh, God. Okay.
This, I thought this was going to be on your list, and I'm delighted to have it. And I can't, you're going to have to teach me how to use it. It is a rose quartz soothing face massage roller.
People will be surprised to know that I use this I put it in my refrigerator, and then I use it nearly every morning. It's the most relaxing thing in the world. You just roll this rose on your face, and I take it on the plane with me, too.
Now, do you use it with a moisturizer or with a, what's the proper application?
I do it at the very end.
You put the moisturizer on, and then you use the rose quartz?
I do, yeah, but I think you can do it at pretty much any old time. It's basically like, or you could just shove a couple silver spoons in the freezer and put them on your eyes.
Yeah, well, that... Or regular spoons, probably.
That's true, yeah.
Those two, the silver might have an anti-inflammatory quality.
Don't even own any.
All right. Well, this is a wonderful gift.
Oh, I'm glad you
like
it.
And I'm delighted. But I think you spent over $50 on me. Looking
they
at
were
this.
Doing,
this is 50-ish.
They were doing Black Friday.
Oh, they were?
They were.
Okay.
So it was right around where it needed everything to be.
This is a wonderful gift, Brian.
Really?
Thank you
even though
so
it's, even though
much.
It's a goopy one?
Well, I understand that this
she's
is...
She's a rival for you.
This is an act of aggression. I understand. I want you to know I don't go on Goop.
I know you
I'm
don't.
I'm living my own life.
And if she didn't have
occasionally,
the best...
And I have to say she has wonderful taste and she has wonderful things.
I know,
But I don't want to feel that I'm being influenced by her. Though she does, she often has a wonderful recommendation
if
in
you
the
don't,
City Guide.
Yes.
She's doing and a if, lot of things very, very well.
If you
well.
Don't think I looked for a rose quartz face roller that I thought was as good from somewhere else, you're dead wrong. She just happens to sell the best one.
That's a real compliment you're giving her.
Yeah.
And she deserves, she worked very hard on that brand.
I guess so.
No, she has.
It just, I don't feel great about giving her my money, but fine.
Well, I don't know. She has the things you want.
That's
who should
true.
Who should you give it to?
And Janet Jackson.
And here we are.
Is she still married to that guy?
She needs the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
he
yeah.
owns Hermes.
Oh,
she,
right.
she needs the money.
Yeah.
No, I think they're divorced now.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She's set. No, I think she's doing a wonderful thing. I think, of course, she gets a lot of criticism. She goes off on a couple of tangents that I don't necessarily need. But when it comes to certain suggestions and services and staying on top of what's happening in wellness, etc., I don't think anybody can beat her right now.
But I'll tell you, and I don't mean to just compliment you here. I genuinely mean it. I would much rather go to Roop. I just would.
Roop? That's Rana's...
Yeah. Rana's old awesome products.
Roop. We'll think about that.
Okay.
I'm thinking about starting my own lifestyle brand called Shades of Vanilla. What do you think?
I would have bought the face roller from you.
From Shades of Vanilla?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well... Everyone can go to shadesofvanilla.com and buy my rose quartz.
Did you get anyone?
I better make sure I have
did
the
you get
URL.
Any, did you get
anyone
did you
a gift?
Reciprocate or I don't know. Whatever you're,
well,
I mean,
Brian,
you're a gift enough.
I did a little shopping for you. Now, we had said 50.
We did.
But the problem with shopping is, no, that's okay, 50-ish.
Yes.
The problem with shopping is that you start shopping, and I have to say, Brian, I am reminded about how much I enjoy you. Because as I was shopping, I kept thinking, I should get him that. I should get him that. I should get, and I find it very hard to shop for people.
I'm not going to lie. There's one more gift coming. That
is it a side of ribs from Texas? That's what I was hoping for.
It's more of a present for us.
Is it barbecue? No, I was hoping you were going to send some Texas barbecue.
Please continue.
Okay. So here are your gifts. I don't want you to get too excited.
Okay.
Because one of them you may already have, actually.
I doubt it.
You might.
My life has only improved since I've met you. So chances are, if you didn't say you should buy this, I probably didn't.
I think you'll find it surprising.
Okay.
Because I think you'll find it surprising that I would go to go and get this for you. Okay. But I thought it would improve your life. So we'll start with that one.
Yeah. By the way, Ronna, how many cars do you have? I was just walking through your driveway. I saw Tesla. I saw...
That's Yad Venus Tesla.
Wait, hold on.
Don't ask me. Her husband washes the cars at the dealership and they let her use one of the loaners. You heard it here first.
I am... Are you... So what do you drive? You have a country car?
I say he washes the cars. He's a mechanic. Of course I leave a car on the vineyard. Is that your question?
What do you leave?
You know what, Brian?
Okay.
Please. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so nice to unwrap. Ronna, I saw a glimpse of it, and you don't even know what this is going to do for my life.
Yeah, of course I do.
Ronna, as everyone knows, as Ronna would say, I love a bath. I take a bath 2-3 times a day, just like Tom Ford.
Yeah.
She got me an expendable bath tray to where now I can watch my Judge Judy right on this with my iPad covered in a Ziploc.
Yeah.
And I can put my towels, my sponges. I don't drink wine, but I'll put my Casamigos or, you know, whatever I drink.
Yeah.
Seltzer. Ronna, this is what I'm talking about. This is such a simple thing that will improve my life dramatically.
You don't have that?
No, I put my laptop on my toilet and watch.
Oh, well, that's what I thought. I remembered you said you watched your laptop on... the laptop might stay on the toilet.
I'm not on the
toilet.
No,
but I remembered you said you figured it out perfectly so that your laptop was on the toilet as you watched Judge Judy. And I thought...
This is why men should not stay single for too long.
I think they've invented something for that. Yeah.
They sure did. This is...
So you like it.
I can't effing wait. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm delighted.
This
is a teak expandable bath tray.
The brand is called Haven, in case anyone wants to go see it for themselves.
Yeah.
And the nutrition... that doesn't have...
And this was under $50.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And I used a 20% off gift coupon.
And how funny are you that you put a gift receipt
in there?
I thought you
might already have one.
I don't.
But the problem was I couldn't really stop there.
Oh, God.
So I got you a few other things.
Okay. Here we go. Ronna.
Well, one of these gifts goes along with that.
Can we also mention that you've already given me a carriage house candle too?
Yeah, that's true. I have.
Yeah.
This is not wrapped. This goes along with it. These are the hottest new things.
Sio or Sio?
I think they're called Sio, and they are the hot new silicone. They didn't have the eye patches. They were sold out. So I've ordered those for us.
Sio.
But I got
lift.
You the brow lift
overnight
instead.
Wrinkle smoothing patch. You Sio. Snooze, you lose. Forehead furrows, expression lines, and the dreaded deeply etched 11s that can lock you into nonstop frown mode.
And they are reusable. Now, what? I think
these are never reusable.
These you can use for up to 11 uses, I believe.
What an odd number.
I know, but I believe that's
Ronna,
what it is.
This was all you had to get me.
I forgot. Oh, I left the price tag on it. Oh, no.
No, what are you
now
talking about?
Now he knows how much it was.
It's fine. It's fine. We both spent a little more than we said.
All right,
we would.
Well, I don't want to break a nail,
that's
so I can't
because we're
take
devoted
the,
to each other. I'm going to use these tonight. I'm going to use...
Well, that's
you
not
me.
Your last gift.
You're turning my bathroom into
they're
a spa.
They're all under 50.
Okay.
That's the most important thing.
Yes.
We said under 50.
Yes.
So they're all under 50.
Yes, they are.
This is...
Oh, my God. Yeah, so you took it to mean as many gifts...
This is a novelty gift. That's a novelty item.
Okay.
Based on a conversation we've had on the podcast.
I do have one more gift
That's from
coming.
The Ask Ronna team. No, the most important thing is you're not allowed to reciprocate. You just have to receive.
But there's something in the mail already. It just
well,
wasn't
I believe
ready
that.
Yet. Okay. This paper's beautiful. It looks like... what's his name?
Splatter paint,
Ed
which
Harris.
I love.
Neiman Marcus popovers! I had never tried one.
I know, and now you can make them at home.
This is terrific. I wonder, from Neiman Marcus, classic popovers.
Neiman Marcus.
A taste of Neiman Marcus.
I'm known for their popovers.
Is that true?
There's no popovers in there. That's the recipe.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I was just going to see what was included.
Yeah.
It's just the flowers.
Oh, go ahead and see. I don't know. They're known for their popovers. When you go shopping and you have lunch, and we were talking about popovers with Adam Marin, and you said you'd never had one. And I was in Neiman shopping, and I said, let me get him this stocking stuffer.
This is so fabulous. By the way, you can make them twice. It has two blends of it. And all you have to do is add eggs and water.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And you'll have a giant soup nut, yeah, as I told you.
Oh, don't worry. I'll have six soup nuts at once with no soup.
No sugar. No sugar added.
No sugar, but plenty of love and carbs.
Now, your last gift, actually.
Rana!
I can wait to give it to you. I'll wait to give it to you when we're talking, because it's one of my 50 and unders of my favorite things that I'm going to be announcing.
Okay. I really feel like actually now the gift that's coming is not the best.
Is it barbecue? I keep asking.
Okay, it will be now. I'll go right on Gold Belly and get some. All right. Should we get into some questions?
We should. By the way, thank you to everyone for sending these wonderful questions.
These were great.
And I have to say, even just being in the stores for a day, I see how stressful this is. And I hope that we are providing a service to you because there's so much anxiety around this. And I just want to say, any gift truly, except a horrible gift, any gift is wonderful.
I agree.
It doesn't have to be the most expensive thing in the world. It just has to be thoughtful and personal and something that would put a smile on someone's face, I would say.
So what kind of car is on the vineyard? And do you ever let anyone drive it?
Of course.
Okay.
That's a kick around car.
Okay.
Volvo Station Wagon's one.
Rana, I thought today we would start with a call.
Let's do something a little different today. Let's talk to one of the people.
So we're going to talk to Eric.
Okay, wonderful.
Hello?
Eric.
Hi.
It's Brian.
And Rana.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Eric, where are you from? Where do you live?
I live in New Haven, Connecticut.
In Newton, Connecticut?
New Haven.
Oh, I heard Newton, and then I thought Newtown, and then I thought, not now, Eric.
Yeah, honestly.
We can't talk about this now, is how I felt. New Haven, how are you? Are you at Yale, dear? Are you affiliated with the university?
My only affiliation is my partner. He works at the School of Drama. In fact, he yelled at Meryl Streep's daughter once.
Which one,
he
Mamie?
Works at the Yale School of Drama, and he met Meryl Streep's daughter. Is he friends with my very good friend, James Bundy, who runs the institution? Excuse me?
He might be, honestly.
Probably his boss.
Any relation to Ted?
No.
Oh, that's
no.
Eric, what is your question?
Very distant.
What is your question for us?
Mick George, more like it.
Sure.
Yeah. JF. This my Bay of Pigs ring a bell, anybody?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
That wasn't a dig.
No, he worked for JFK. In any event, we're delighted to be speaking with you. And we're doing a Veronica episode, and we'd love to hear your question.
Of course. So when I heard that you were doing this, the first person I thought of was my secret Santa. My family does a secret Santa so that you can, you know, give a really good gift to the person in the family that that you're assigned. And I got my wonderful sister-in-law. She is a Jewish lawyer from Long Island.
Oh.
She is a fantastic person. She's a cancer survivor. She got a bone marrow transplant, I think around 5 years ago that actually saved her life. She's like one of the most efficient human beings I've ever met. She planned her wedding with my brother within a year of being engaged, and it was the best wedding ever. She's a board member of Hair We Share. She enjoys the finer things, but at the same time loves the deal. She's a Maxinista.
Good for her, TJ Maxx. Rana has no idea what you're talking about. A Maxinista is someone who shops at TJ Maxx. It's a different language. No, it's fine.
Well, I'm not against TJ Maxx. I just didn't know they had a fan club or a cult around it.
Maxinista, yeah.
Okay, she's a Maxinista. She loves a good deal. Yeah.
Yes.
I love a good deal. Everyone knows that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love some advice on what to get her. I want to get something for her that's really nice. She's completely changed my family's life. She's amazing. The best thing that my brother has ever done. So
I have to say, I'm very moved by hearing you talk about her, because it sounds like you're a little in love with her in the right way. Meaning,
yes.
No, I don't mean in love. I mean in love the way Brian's in love with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You admire her. I am in love with Rana.
Exactly.
Everyone needs to know.
A man can love a woman. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I just mean that you.
Oh, that was my alarm. I'm sorry. Just in case I overslept. Sorry. I'm sorry.
What chime are you using?
Whichever one it came with. I don't know.
In any event, I think it's very moving and very touching that you that you seem to admire her so much and that you love that she what she's brought to your family. But so it seems to me, I bet she feels the same way about you. So anything you get her, I think she's going to be delighted.
Don't get her
about.
Cancer because she doesn't need that again.
She already got
no.
that.
She in already... fact, the, I mean, the best thing I can get for her right now, is she, they're looking to adopt because as a result of her cancer, she's unable yeah. to have a child. Yeah. So they're looking Aww. To adopt right now. And I mean, they're looking nationally. They have like an email. I know I'd love to plug
well,
in.
Well, we can't, I'm sorry, but I can't get her a child.
Oh, well, no, I can't either. That's but, the whole thing.
Is there, I mean, they'll have to figure that out themselves, yeah. but that's all right. going to work itself out.
What's
That'll
your price point,
together.
Eric?
Yeah, what's your price point?
It's around $100. I'm willing to go over.
Okay. Well, you're going to break the rules of the Secret Santa if you go over too much.
That's true.
I mean,
oh, yeah, look who's talking, rule breaker.
I just gave Brian four gifts. We
Ron
said,
and
we
I
set
had a $40 limit, and she gave me about $300 worth of presents.
Not yet. There's still one in the bag.
You're a very good friend, Ronna.
So what is she? So now she's a Maxinista. What does she get excited about? She likes clothes, beauty.
Yeah.
She's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Does she work out?
Yes. She
is
works
that a
out.
Thing?
She's very health conscious.
Yeah.
She likes clothes, likes she goes to the races with my brother.
The races? And,
you mean the track?
Yeah, like horse races.
Wow.
Oh.
My brother does that.
Now, do they get dressed up when they go to the races or do they just go to the track?
I think they just go to the track.
Yeah.
Can you ask her what exactly Angelica Houston's storyline in The Grifters was? Because she goes to the track, but I've never understood The Grift.
Oh, I can do my best.
Okay.
I'll report back for
Thank
sure.
you. Ronna, do you want me to...
See, why don't you start, Brian? I'm trying to get a feel for this.
Okay. Is there anything she's allergic to? Like, does she eat... Does she have dietary restrictions?
No.
Okay, I have a combo idea, and it's mostly selfish.
Okay.
Because these are things I enjoy, one of which Ronna turned me on to, and one of which she's not going to believe I'm suggesting. And I've mentioned it to her before, and she thought this company was out of business. So...
Is it Pond's Cold Cream? You keep bringing that up.
The first one, and it's packaged beautifully. I use mine every night. It's so pretty.
Oh, here we go.
And the scent
this story
is so nice.
It's an Origins buckwheat pillow.
It's called the Origins Feel Good Hug Bedtime Body Wrap. It is the most luxurious thing you could ever imagine. It feels so nice after a long day. It's so relaxing. And I would pair that with an equally classy gift. Because there's free shipping right now for the holidays, and it's overnight shipping for
so
free.
So this is something you're giving to people?
No, everyone I know has one except you. I've given this before.
Okay.
And I gave one to my mother last year.
And what's the price point?
$45.
And what do you do with it?
So, now it's going to sound terrible.
You put it in a microwave.
Yes. It's pretty though. It's really pretty. It smells delicious. And I would pair that with, because there's free overnight shipping right now on these. And these start at $16, depending on how many you get, but the Toysure Champagne Truffles, they're doing free overnight shipping right now, and they're beautifully packaged.
Yes.
There's Dom Perignon in them, and they're delicious.
There is nothing like Toysure's packaging at the holidays.
It's gorgeous.
I will
I don't think
say
they've
that.
Changed it in 100 years.
No, and you can go into, if there's a Toysure store, I don't know if you, well, you're in New Haven, but, so there isn't one there, but there's several Pizza Palace. No, okay.
Ronna.
So that's a fabulous idea. Toysure does beautiful packaging for the holidays. And if you're near a Toysure store, if you're in a city that has a Toysure store, you should actually walk in there and get it. Especially, now this is actually something, has nothing to do with what you've asked us, and it won't be the gift.
It never really does.
But the Toysure does these adorable little paper mache, like toy boxes
yes.
that are either animals or Santa Clauses or whatever. So if you were having a dinner party, I know you're not, but this is for someone that is, you could put one of those and they hold, I think, one truffle or two chocolates on a plate. Today, I gave the people that are here, Newhouse is doing little Christmas cracker, and they're gorgeous. They're sort of an Art Deco look. It looks like a Christmas cracker.
They're beautiful.
And it has eight chocolates inside of it. That's also perfect for a dinner party. But that doesn't help us, yeah. Okay, so does she like a luxury item? Does she understand luxury brands? Or does she only like Maxinista brands?
Oh, no. She understands luxury brands, I'm sure.
Okay. Because people know I often talk about Omarovica.
Yeah, she blew the lid off the whole thing in the White House. And then she won the Apprentice or came in second?
You don't ruin everything.
I'm sorry.
Amarovica is a Hungarian brand that makes beautiful things. And one of my items that's on my under 100 list, actually, for Brian and I, is the Amarovica Gold Shimmer Oil.
Ooh.
Which is the kind of thing you wouldn't necessarily buy yourself, but it's so luxurious and makes your skin so soft. It smells beautiful. It's not a strong smell. It's a very light, almost like a baby oil smell. And it retails for $80. But at the moment, Amarovica on their website, they have beautiful packaging and they have done some beautiful gift sets for Christmas. And if you click around a little bit on the website, they have a disco ball that says, click on me and you'll get it, you know, click and save, whatever it is.
Sure.
And they have a 15%, up to 20% off you can get, but they seem to be giving everybody 15.
Yeah.
So the one of the things I love, and I would say, I don't mean to presume, but if she's a cancer survivor and she's obviously, I would guess, pretty in tune with her body and has taken care of her body, and that this is the kind of thing that just feels beautiful when you put it on your skin, and that you really wouldn't probably ever spend $80 on getting yourself a body lotion. Because you're not going to replenish it all the time. Something like that, you buy something that's at a decent price point because you're using it all the time in volume.
Right.
But this is really a personal luxurious thing. And I would, when I first tried it, which was in Austria, of course, I actually first tried it in Budapest
yeah.
When I had that gorgeous treatment, which was the best treatment I've ever had in my life. In my life.
Yeah.
This was part of it. And I have to say, I always find that with moisturizers, your skin doesn't stay soft. It doesn't stay soft.
I couldn't figure it out either. I was working it out in my head and I couldn't say it.
Yeah. And this to me is a really luxurious thing. And you could either get that as a gift set or you could pair it. They have it paired with a few things in the gift set on the link there. That would be probably my suggestion.
There's one more suggestion I had that's around the $100 mark.
Let's hear it.
Well, I have to say, and again, don't roll your eyes, Rana, but framebridge.com has the best custom all you do is upload a beautiful picture and you select your frame and it comes to you in like 4 or 5 days. And it's really beautiful. They do, I think, the best work, and you don't have to wait like a month to get a picture framed. If you wanted to do something personal like that, if there's a picture you really love, they have beautiful frames that are custom, so they'll do it for you. You just put the photo in, and then they'll send it to you. It's beautiful.
I have another one.
Okay.
I don't know anything about FrameBridge.
No, I know
but I'll take your I'll take your opinion. And another thing is Ebige. E-B-E-R-J-E-Y.
Wow.
This is in my 100-ish category.
Okay.
I think there are 120. Makes a set of pajamas called the Giselle pajamas.
I've read about the Giselle.
And they're very, very comfortable. I personally have about 7 pair of them.
The New York? For each night of the week?
For whenever I don't ever want to be looking for a fresh pair of pajamas.
Do you wear underwear under pajamas? And I just mean generally, are you supposed to?
You mean people or men?
Yeah, everybody.
Brian, that's a little personal.
You're right. I should
But
have.
I would say, Eric? I personally would say, you should do whatever makes you comfortable, but I would say no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've read about Giselle pajamas. I think it's G-I-S-E-L-E, and they're supposed to be wonderful.
It's G-I-S-E-L-E, yeah. And they're incredibly comfortable, and they come in a couple of different colorways, but probably the navy with the white stripe is the classic, but you would know her a little bit better.
You could also just give her a Santa hat and just stitch a tag on that says $100.
And then and one more thing I'll give you is one that I give to everybody is UGG slippers. I always say, I mean, you can't go wrong.
There's
with
nothing
UGG
better
UGG
than a good slipper.
They come in adorable colors. Yeah. I mean, that may involve having to figure out, you know, her size.
Is there any
that.
Way you can get at her feet before Christmas?
But they ask your brother to look,
I can
look at her feet.
My brother, yeah.
But those are about $100. They're called the Ainsley. They're 110. That's the one I like. And I never, ever, I mean, for me, the holiday season gifting, I always want people to be warm and comfortable and cozy and feel luxurious and get a little something that they enjoy the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That just improves the quality of your life. Like, for instance, today I gave Brian an expandable bath tray so yes. that he can watch Judge Judy and drink tequila in,
and
the,
my mood
in
is,
the bathtub.
It's true. That's what I do. And I do a Ziploc over the iPad. But what I'm here to tell you is even just that gesture has already improved my life significantly because I don't have to prop my laptop on the toilet anymore.
All right. This is going on too long. We have a million people we have to help.
Best of luck.
I hope that's helpful
to you.
You
sound like a wonderful family member.
But I think the most important thing actually that you could do is write her a little card to go with it because it sounds to me like you really care about her.
And do not get it from Papyrus.
And no, get it. Why? What's wrong with the Papyrus card?
I just don't like all the glitter.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. Don't glitter bomb her. That'd be so rude.
Okay. I won't.
Eric,
thank you so
have
much.
A wonderful holiday. Nice speaking with you.
Thank
Go
you
to Louie's lunch.
Bye, Louie. Rana.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else in that $100 category?
Well, you know, this is how it's going to go, and we'll just have to tell people now.
Okay.
We're going to be skipping around.
Of course. Yeah.
So now we're in 100. We went right past, blew past 50. We went straight to 100.
You're right. So we're still at 100.
I gave several. Do you have,
I had two.
I have a ton more in the under, in the 100-ish category.
So I have two more in the 100-ish.
They may come into play with our other suggestions. But go ahead. What are you?
I was just going to say, I think dads are very difficult to shop for.
Oh yeah, men in particular.
My dad's favorite gift I ever got him was the Filson. Was the Filson Rugged Travel Kit because it's made in the USA.
Wonderful.
They're really well made.
Yes, that's a great
gift. And they're so good looking. And that's around
$100. It's a DOP kit?
It's a DOP kit.
Yeah.
And so that's around $100. I have one and I got him one and he's like so exceedingly proud that it was like made in America and also is really masculine but pretty.
And they make great looking things.
They do.
Masculine but pretty.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Let's read a question here.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Hi, Ron and Brian. My son goes to a wonderful daycare center where there are 8 teachers. Some spend the day with his age group more than others, but for the most part, they all interact with him on some level throughout the day. Last year, I saw 8 perfectly wrapped coach boxes at the Christmas party, and I have been shaken to my core ever since. Understandable. Most parents are giving coffee gift cards and lotion, but what can I give that is unique yet affordable? Daycare isn't cheap, but I do want them to know that I care for the love they pour into my son. Thank you. Happy holidays. Nicole.
That's very nice.
Very nice. First thing I want to say is it drives me crazy when people write letters and they don't give us a price point. But
that's true.
We know that she needs 8 gifts.
Because 8 gifts for the coach thing, I mean, that just, those had to have been $100 each at least, right?
100. Who not? Well, if we can only hope they were keychains or
that
something
just seems
like that.
So outrageous to me.
I'm not a coach fan, though. So I think
Coach for Men is doing a lot of good things right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
anything endorsed by Hillary Duff or whoever it is?
Haley Steinfeld. Who's the coach girl?
Or maybe
days?
It's Chloe Moretz.
Oh, could be. Yeah. Chloe Moretz. Yeah. It's probably her. Though they do know a leather good. In any event, all I'm saying is they may have spent a lot of money and it may not have been something that nice, even though they were perfectly wrapped.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think the name of the game here is how much money you spend on these people.
J'agree.
And I don't know what your financial situation is. If you are very financially comfortable, look, it doesn't matter how wealthy or how poor you are. Everybody feels strapped at the holidays because there's a million people you have to tip. And there's a million people you forgot you need to get a gift for. And every time you go to buy a $30 gift, you end up buying a $50 gift. And it feels like everything is going out and not coming in.
Yeah.
You know, the bank balance is low for everybody.
Correct.
This is obviously a tertiary situation. You have to do your whole family. You have to do your children. Da, 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 da. These are the teachers at the school. I personally.
8 of them.
Personally.
Yeah.
And I don't know how crafty this person is. And if you're not, then you can outsource this job.
Make a race car, a popsicle stick house.
I would. God's eyes. That's my.
Yeah, okay.
God's eyes and lanyard bracelets. That's my. Because.
Get them all a WWJD bracelet.
Because what. Yeah. Live strong bracelets. That's my idea. Because what daycare teacher doesn't know how to make a God's eye?
Yeah.
Jewelry boxes made out of popsicle sticks. No. I think you should consider baking something for these people.
That's a lovely idea.
I think if you have the secret is that you just have to wrap it beautifully.
I was about to say, you can nearly give everything. If you get it professionally wrapped,
yeah.
it goes a lot. People think the gift is so much more expensive than it actually is.
Yeah. And that may not, but I don't think this is about expense. I think this is about appreciation.
Okay.
And I think if you bake something, if you're capable of doing that, that you are saying, I spent the time, stayed up all night, or I worked all day Sunday, whatever, and I spent the time thinking about you and making this thing, and I thought you would enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the trick is you don't want it to feel like you were making cookies for 300 people and then you also gave them cookies.
Right.
But I think if you write them a beautiful note and you bake something and you wrap it beautifully, I think it's always a lovely surprise. I think that goes for any number of these questions, by the way. I think it's always lovely when someone spends the time and you know that they put the time into it and they give you something beautiful like that.
That does sound very nice. I would also bring up the Toysha chocolates again, not to come back to that, but they are beautiful.
Yeah. Well, they're beautiful. But again, are they sending only the chocolates, or are they sending the beautifully wrapped
You could probably check it out.
I would make sure that because the truffle boxes can be a little bit plain.
Right.
But their wrapping is usually gorgeous.
Sure.
And I think chocolates are lovely, but I think a note is the most important thing.
A note and the presentation.
In this situation. Yeah, I don't think this is about, I mean, they're going to get 10 Starbucks gift cards from people.
Yeah.
I think it's about saying, I appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's lovely.
Yeah.
Should we go to our next one?
Sure.
Hi, Ron and Brian. I picked my brother-in-law in a tacky and forced round of Secret Santa. Have you ever done a Secret Santa? I've never done one.
I have. Yeah.
Okay. With my in-laws, and I'm in need of your sage advice. I pride myself on being a good gift giver, but this guy is picky, and I also am mad at him, which clouds my usually warm and giving vision. Things he likes: being in codependent relationships with malignant narcissists.
Your sister.
Hiking, his two dogs, coffee, and road trips. Thanks so much. Erica.
She signed this too.
She sure did.
I'm sure he's an Ask Ronna listener. Him to know.
He sounds like a real piece of work.
Okay.
What do you give someone you frankly don't give a shit about?
Well, I think this is an easy one, because who cares?
Yeah.
You can give him, I don't mean who cares, but you can give him an impersonal gift.
Give him a Bass Pro Shop gift card.
It depends on how much money you can spend on it. Yeah. You're willing to spend. I would give him something to go with the coffee, because a coffee gift says, oh yeah, I know you like coffee. That's all I know about you.
Yeah.
Or what do we know about Ted?
Yeah.
I don't know. He likes coffee and his dogs.
Yep.
And so in a way, you're giving something he would want, but also it's like giving him a can.
Give him like a swell bottle. Do you know what I mean?
You mean like a water bottle?
Like those nice water bottles.
I would go with it. Personally, Blue Bottle and a few of these other coffee companies.
Yeah, Intelligentsia.
But Blue Bottle is doing a number of gifting sets.
Oh.
And so depending on what the price point is, I think they have a 3-pack of coffee. And it's cute. They have cute packaging. And I'm going to guess, you know, maybe where you live they have Blue Bottle, maybe they don't. But that's sort of a, you know, one of these hip new coffee brands that's expanding.
And I would say, if this guy's a hip ticket.
Yeah.
There is a watch that's $20 that's like one of those digital Casios that is vintage. They made them in like the 80s.
Oh,
they just
yeah.
made too many of them. And I actually wrote down the name of them because I like them. It's the Vintage Electro Luminescence Watch by Casio.
It's only $20?
It's $20 and it looks really cool.
I think the problem is you don't want, well, we can do two, there's two ways to answer this question.
Okay.
What's a good gift to give a guy?
You're right. Who gives a shit? Don't
and
give this guy
a watch.
And
what's a good gift to give this jerk?
Yeah, you're right. This jerk deserves coffee accoutrement or a gift card to like...
If you want to give him a real F you could give him a gift card to a coffee place.
I think the message is loud and clear.
But if you're trying to take the high road and give him something nice but not overexpend your energy, Blue Bottle has a 3 coffee gift set. They also have... That's about $36, I think. And then for about $60, they have a pour over kit, which is how they do their coffee.
Yes,
at
it takes
that
about
place.
25 minutes, so order ahead.
Yeah, well, that's great. Leave him stuck in his kitchen for 25 sure. minutes trying to make a cup of coffee, and that's about $60. And then they, and also Zingerman's, who everyone knows is one of my favorites,
terrific.
And a bunch of other people too, do coffee clubs. that are about $99, and they send you every couple of weeks, they send you, and they 99 and up. So you could do up to a year, or you could do it a few times. I don't think you ever have to do more than a few times. And you can send that for $100. You could send him a coffee club. He gets coffee of the month, basically. One of my favorite gifting tips for men is to go to Mr. Porter.
I love that place.
It is an exclusively male-focused website. They have beautiful things. They're even doing a organized by price.
I was about to say, you can literally just choose the price point you want.
I saw they had a gorgeous something you would never buy for yourself, but I bet Brian would be delighted to get. They had a gorgeous bud vase. A Japanese bud vase, like a little vase that would have in your apartment that a man would never necessarily think to buy for himself.
Right.
But then you have it and you're like, I might put a flower in
there. This is improving my life.
But also their packaging is perfect.
It is.
They really do a great, when you choose gift wrap, you should be happy with what they've done.
It looks like they make it.
It's a terrific.
It's like a wedding gift.
Yeah. They do a beautiful job wrapping things. So that's a great suggestion for anything, at any price point, buying something from them. Because men are very hard to buy for.
I would also say two things on the male tip, one under 50, one around 100. My favorite hair and grooming products are specifically hair, or Baxter of California.
Okay.
And those you can leave on the counter. They're so nice looking and they work beautifully. The clay pomade's the one they're the most famous for, and it's like $25. But they also do a gifting thing to where I use their deodorant. And by the way, it reminds me actually of the one you got me, the Malin Getz one.
Oh.
Yeah, because
it's eucalyptus.
It's exactly, and it's a tiny roller. Do you know what I mean? And it's a pretty shape and they're pretty
colors.
So get
them a set from Baxter of California.
You can get them a set from Baxter of California.
Get them a deodorant and tell me stinks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea.
But they have great stuff. The other male gift around $100, which this will probably gross you out, Rana. I just saw this and thought
it was... Is it dirty underwear?
It's my dirty underwear. I'm selling you for $100. Wendy Williams pours pineapple juice on her old underwear before she throws it away.
Why?
Because she says it gets rid of the DNA.
Oh, she's going to ruin the enzymes eating the DNA. That is the most disgusting... That is absolutely grounds for being committed.
I agree.
Why doesn't she pour bleach on them?
I agree. I don't know.
She doesn't want it. She's afraid to get bleach on her clothes.
But what I was going to say is on the Mr. Porter thing about finding, and that vase, about finding a unique gift for a man.
Yeah.
The MoMA Design Store is also a place.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And they have,
yes,
I was looking on their website.
That's a great place.
They have.
I have another idea too. Go ahead.
A water bottle called the Lark, which is LARQ, and it is the first self-cleaning water bottle.
How does that work?
Every couple hours, some sort of UV LED light gets in there and kills everything. So you never have to wash it. It's always germ free. And because I don't know, I feel like people who use reusable water bottles a lot,
are dirty.
It's sort of gross. Yeah. Like I do it, but it's also sort of gross.
The only thing worse is those just people that reuse a Starbucks cup.
Ugh. I'm a former reuser of a Starbucks.
Oh, I know you are. I know how you drink coffee.
Because by the way, the refills were 50 cents. So I would just go in and be like, oh, I'm just here to get a refill.
How many was the limit? You could do four.
You started tasting the cup after about three times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. What about people that then put water in that cup?
Yeah, people do that.
Yep.
It's disgusting.
I have a few more under 50s, but I wonder, now this one is too good for this guy is the problem. It's a coffee gift. It's a great gift, but
I'd love to hear it.
Here's what's going to happen. Here's why you shouldn't buy this for him and someone else should buy this for a different coffee lover. Let's put it that way, which probably goes for all of my suggestions so far.
Sure.
Don't buy this for him because he's going to say, oh, yeah, I don't do French press.
Uh-huh.
I do. I grind my beans on a quarter inch, calibration.
Yeah.
And then I'm a Chemex pour over. So, but thank you. I'll return, something.
Yeah.
But the classic French press is made by Bodum.
Yes, I have one.
And they're fabulous. They sometimes get a little warped, but you just have to, jimmy it back to where it's supposed to be.
They
are doing, they have two sizes. They have the large for two and the smaller for more of a one cup. And they are now doing it in copper.
Oh.
So it actually looks like rose gold.
That's pretty.
So it's actually
masculine,
quite pretty for the holidays. And the big one is $49.95 and the smaller one is $36.95. And you can get that, I'm sure, on Amazon, but certainly at Sur La Table, Williams Sonoma, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you want to know what I just found out? And this is not a joke. What men call French press?
This is what my brother told me and my dad. I was like, oh, I do French press when they were visiting. And they go, oh, you mean cowboy coffee? That's what they call that.
Well, first of all, not men. Those two men that you were speaking to.
Yeah.
But I thought you were going to tell me a dirty joke. I thought you were going to say they call it a dirty Sanchez.
Well, that's when someone shits and then you put your finger in and then smear it on your lover's lip. If you're really in love, you've been together a while. You know what? That's a great gift. That should go into the priceless section. Give someone a dirty Sanchez. Christmas morning.
The golden shower is also in that section. Actually, there's a whole section we probably won't get too deep into, which is called, you know what they want, so just give it to them.
That's true.
That's the priceless section. If you're really poor, give them whatever they want.
I meant to tell you, when I was home in Texas, in my parents' mail, I've never seen mail like this in my life, was the Melania Trump 2020 calendar, the NRA holiday catalog.
Yeah.
And
the Melania Trump 2020 calendar.
Yes.
How does she look?
Fabulous. Yeah. She's very beautiful.
Very airbrushed. Yeah.
And that too.
Oh, I wish you'd brought me a copy of the Melania.
I should have.
Who got the Melania Trump calendar?
I think
wanted it?
I think.
They're big donors, so they just send it.
I think it's that.
Yeah. I want to say a cowboy coffee, though, is really more of what you think of as a Turkish coffee. A cowboy coffee is what you cook over an open flame on the range,
right.
A metal can, and then it is like a French
same idea.
Press. Yeah.
So if your parents are conservative or your brother-in-law is conservative, just say it's a cowboy coffee.
Yes, but a Bodum is a glass French press
very
coffee,
pretty.
not a metal canister. Okay.
All right.
Oh, and also, just tell him to fuck off. That's the other thing you could give him. You could give him a piece of your mind as a gift. How about that?
Here's our next question.
You made me very loose here today,
Brian.
I don't like it at all.
I think you were riled by the goop gift.
I'm going to try. Well, you know,
I think it threw you off a little.
I for sure know that it's aggressive, and I'm trying to work out what it means. If it means you're quitting the show, or you're trying to take the show over.
First, I was going to take it. I was going to take the packaging off and take it out of that bag. But then I was like, no, I got to be honest.
You
about
did
how
what you did.
Went.
Yeah. No, okay. She does. I have to say, we hope to have her on the guest show as a guest someday when she's in Marblehead. But she'd
be in awe.
She has done quite a thing for herself.
She has.
Yeah.
Dear
she's
Ron,
a good little worker.
Dear Ron and Brian, I would like to know where to purchase quality cashmere sweaters. Is there a reliable online store?
Loro Piana or Brunello Cucinelli.
Okay, so if you want to spend less than, I'm not even joking, $1,500, $2,000? I've looked at Loro Piana and at Brunello Cucinelli, and their scarves are literally thousands of dollars.
Well, I happen to know you have a Brunello Cucinelli sweater.
I have a sweater.
That you got on Super Sale.
That I have worn once and just look at the rest of the time.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful,
and it looks
but I'm scared
nice
to wear
on you.
It. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there a reliable online source? Are there stores you could recommend either in Philly or New York? Getting to New York City is more difficult than Philly, but I can do it. Thank you, Claudia. So Brunello or Laura?
Well, okay. So obviously my top picks are Loro Piana and Brunello Cucinelli. Now we'll get it. Now we'll approach the real world for a moment. And for people that maybe aren't married to an Italian count.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Or a very successful ENT.
How many? Oh, did Bob used to get you Loro Piana?
What do you mean get me?
Well, I don't know. Did
he
ever?
Of course. Bob got whatever I wanted. Bob was a wonderful gift giver.
Was he?
He was a wonderful gift giver. One year he gave me a cape that would have floored you, would have knocked you on the ground.
I'm not ready to be done with this.
It was so gorgeous.
What did it look like? And what was it? Did it look like a Dracula?
No, no. It was just the kind of thing you could throw over anything that you were wearing, and you look, and people, you would walk into the room, and people would gasp.
I bet you
their
looked
jaws
like,
would drop.
I was just saying, I bet you looked like Miranda Priestly in that cape.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I never thought of it that way. That's exactly right.
Wow.
Yes. Think of Devil Wears Prada. Bob was a wonderful gift giver.
Did you ever give him anything?
Well, you mean other than a beautiful home and a son?
Right.
And a perfect life?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Is that what you meant?
Well, yeah. I answered my own. Yeah.
Of course I would buy Bob gifts. Well, Bob was beautifully dressed. I love a man who's beautifully dressed.
Sure.
And I love men's clothing.
Yeah.
So
Polo Sport.
I do love. No, I would, of course, go into town.
Kenneth Cole.
Pick up Steve Madden. I would go into town, pick up a few shirts for Bob. Of course. I was always had my eye out for Bob.
That's great.
When I was shopping.
That's really lovely.
Yeah. I miss that, actually, I have to say.
You miss shopping for Bob?
I do.
Well, you still could and just put it in a private room.
Let's get serious here.
Yeah.
J. Crew.
Uh-huh.
Always does a good cashmere.
I have a cashmere scarf from there.
Yeah. If you're looking for an online retailer, Everlane is fantastic and has a terrific price point. And they make very nice cashmere.
My friend Alex is, I've never been to Everlane. Or
and
been on the
third one is Uniqlo.
Really?
Yeah. So if you're going to be in New York, you can go to Uniqlo makes everything fast, but quite well. And the other thing they make very well is long underwear. If you're ever looking for long underwear, you could go to Patagonia, someone like that. But Uniqlo sells them in packets. They're very inexpensive, and they will keep you warm all winter. And I only know that because I was in London once during they had a blizzard.
Oh, boy.
By a blizzard, I mean they got about 4 inches of snow.
Right.
But that's the kind of place where you get 4 inches of snow, the whole town shuts down for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It was a major, major
and none of the
scandal
toilets
at Heathrow because Heathrow didn't have snow plows and Gatwick did because Gatwick was owned by an industrious, I believe, Indian guy who
had
turned it around.
Wow.
And he had snow plows and Heathrow didn't. And so in any event, I was there and there was a snowstorm. The bag didn't show up.
I can't imagine.
We had to go get Jordan some essentials. So I said, you know what? I kept thinking your bag's going to be here tomorrow. I don't want to get into it. It was Air France. Excuse me. I'd paid for a business class ticket.
For Jordan?
Of course. I mean, for Jordan, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got to stretch out a little bit.
Yeah.
They didn't care whether I had paid for business or whether I had come in the suitcase myself. They didn't care at all.
That's how they are.
It is how they are. It's what I can't stand about the French, but it's also their superpower.
It's true.
Which is they will not be vanquished. No matter what you have to say to them, they're not going to change their position.
They are fighting capitalism and competition
tooth
and nail.
They will not change their position. They just shake the head and say, of course I understand. In this instance, that's not the case.
And they win every time.
Of course I understand. Of course. In this instance, I said, are you telling me it doesn't matter that I paid for a business? His bag was sitting in Charles de Gaulle because it was Christmas.
Yeah.
For 8 days. Because
that's outrageous.
Well, of course, the French, they went home for Christmas. Yeah. There was no one working in the airport. I could have taken a train to the airport, picked up his bag, got back on the train, and I would have had it.
Well, why didn't you do it?
Because I was busy with my life, Brian. And because I was going to a country house at the time.
Oh, that's nice.
In any event, I said, let's go to Uniqlo. We'll get you some essentials. I'm not going to buy you a whole new wardrobe just because, you know, your bag's good. And then how are we going to bring that home? Right. Let's get something disposable.
Disposable?
He still has half those things to this day. He got, I don't know, 3 pair of jeans, a couple of sweaters, and we both got the long underwear because it was very cold. I told you it was snowing at the time, and it is fabulous.
Do you know who designs their long underwear?
I don't.
Alexander Wang.
Is that right?
That is a real thing.
Well, there you go.
I've read about this long underwear before. Yeah.
I guess I have my finger on the pulse.
I think you know a thing or two,
without even knowing it. Uniqlo, Everlane, J. Crew. And the other thing I'll say is most major department stores do their own in-house brands. And they make their own cashmere. Saks makes their own cashmere. Neiman's makes their own cashmere. And it's usually pretty good and pretty affordable. But if you're looking for the world's softest cashmere.
Okay.
Brian just leaned in.
I did because that sounds so nice.
I just bought
my first pair of cashmere socks because of you.
Just your first pair?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to get you a pair. I thought you had several pair. One of my gifts I was going to get.
I have several of the poodoos.
Yeah. Which are made of what? I bet it's made of soft stuff.
Well, I'm wearing it right now.
Hospital robes are made of. Oh, no. They're like a Japanese cotton.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. Oh, they're nice looking.
Thank you.
Are you wearing a loafer?
I'm wearing an Ugg loafer.
Isn't that cute?
I don't think it is.
Isn't it?
Something about that didn't ring true,
well,
Rana.
I couldn't quite get a look. I couldn't figure out if you were being honest if it was an Ugg loafer or not. Because I don't know if it has a lining.
No, it doesn't, but it's Ugg.
Oh, it's an Ugg shoe. It's like an Ugg boat shoe. But yeah. Margaret Howell. English brand, very old English brand. They make men and women. And they do a particular cashmere. They do it in their in their turtlenecks.
Okay.
But they do a couple of blends too. Don't get involved with the blends.
Right. You
just
want the real
get
stuff.
The cashmere. It is the softest cashmere I have ever experienced. it is expensive. So okay. this is in a, that would be.
Where does it fall between the Piana and the J. Crew?
It falls between.
Which one is it closer to?
It's,
right in the middle?
It's closer to J. Crew because everything's closer to that price point. But right. I would say that that is in a, depending on the item, it's in the under 500 or the under 1,000 category. Those run about $300 to $600 each.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You could maybe get a used one.
I hope you can.
All right.
That's what I'll leave you with. Let's take a break. And we're back. Wait, now this is humiliating that we didn't talk about this yet.
Because this came from someone who gave us the name 8 Days of Veronica
with her friend. We need to come clean.
Yes.
We need to come clean. 8 Days of Veronica, even though it seems like the most obvious connection a person could make.
Yeah.
We did not come up with this.
Kate did. And I'm not going to say her last name because I don't know if she wants me to, but Kate and her friend came up with
this.
They
absolutely did.
And they gave us the idea, and we just were kicking ourselves that we hadn't thought of it ourselves.
And so we wrote to them and said, can we steal your idea? And they said, absolutely. So they had a couple of gifting questions, so we're going to ask these. We're going to read her questions.
Great.
Okay. Dearest Rana and Brian, your incredible podcast could not have started at a better time. Well, the world would be a better place if we had access to your wisdom years ago, but in any event.
Very nice.
Okay. With the holiday season approaching, I'm certain I am not alone in seeking your sage and sophisticated advice for what to get for the important people in my life. I, for example, am always left wondering what to present on Christmas morning to my single gay father, my mother, they were married for 25 plus years and have a very lovely friendship now, and my mom's new contractor husband.
Okay.
Okay.
Modern family.
Sending you both in you song, the best for a very happy and healthy holiday season, your biggest fan. Okay.
Well, we have Emma today, first
of all. If you see you song, let him know that... Yeah, no, we love you, so.
Of course.
But we're with Emma today.
He ran out of points really quickly, so he couldn't make the flights. But Emma is a you're proud to be a JetBlue Rewards member, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she loves it. We fly Blue Plus and Extra Legroom together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Terrific.
Okay, extra space. Okay, Kate, first of all, do you know that my aunt and her husband were married about the same amount of time? He came out.
Okay.
And they are the best of best of best of friends. And it's a truly lovely thing to see.
And like Fran Drescher and her husband.
It sure.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that they, for a few years, probably didn't get along that well. And now they're best friends, they do everything together.
But like Liza and none of her husbands.
No.
She didn't stay close with any of them.
No.
And the wool was pulled over her eyes and her eyes only.
You know what? I think it's absolutely beautiful that they're still very good friends.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you love people, but you love them in different ways and relationships evolve or people living certain aspects of their life and not others. It doesn't have to be the world's biggest betrayal. It doesn't have to be seen that way. It's very hard to be true to yourself and do what you want to do.
I have to say, this is giving me chills a little bit. I instantly think like it would be so nice for you all to have like a one family photo together. If maybe you already have it, but it just would be, it's so emblematic of just like patience and strength and like understanding. And I don't know, that could be nice.
And then a family can be a lot of things.
Yes.
A family doesn't have to just be two people that are married and the child that they had. Mm. You're still a family.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that's very touching. But if you want to get them individual presents.
Sure.
Brian's father loved that.
Filson, made in USA.
There's a story actually on Bleeka or on Bond in New York. I don't know where Kate's located. But Filson, you can get online also.
Yes, you can get it online. And they're actually running a sale right now because the Dop kit is normally $125, but it's $100 right now.
Oh, that's what everybody's having a sale this year online.
Everyone's having a sale.
That's why all these prices are ish because it seems like anything that was $100, you can get for $80, and anything that was $75, you can get for $50.
Now, this could be potentially a single gay dad gift.
Okay. If you were a single gay dad, Brian.
I practically am. I mean, I was a single gay dad at like 8 years old.
Yeah.
This is a gift I gave Rana.
Oh.
And I think that people kind of nerd out on this anyway. But if you give him one of those really sleek, cool 3-day emergency bags.
Oh.
There's one called Preppy, which is P-R-E-P-P-I. The one that I got used backordered.
That's not what I got.
Because that one's backordered for like a year.
Okay.
But this one is fantastic.
And it's so cute. It's like really stylish and cute. And I just feel like we live in an era where everyone should have one anyway. So it's practical and stylish.
So it's an earthquake preparedness kit.
Yeah, it's like an emergency kit.
So it's an end of days kit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you wanted to get her father. I think that's a good overarching idea.
Okay.
But I think whatever, I wish we knew more about these people. This was what always drives me crazy. But whatever your father is into. So, for instance, and again, your price point is what matters too.
Sure.
But here's two versions of the same thing. If you have a cook in your life, mm-hmm. or someone that is, you know, into cooking, et cetera, my favorite thing is an appliance company. An accessories and appliances company from Germany called Rösle. Rösle.
How do you spell that?
R-O-S-L-E.
Okay.
They make wonderful, hefty.
Everything that you have mentioned, I get the spelling right up until about letter four.
Okay.
And then it goes haywire.
I think the O is actually has an umlaut okay. over it or whatever.
Okay.
But that's their problem, not mine. We're working on this alphabet. Okay.
Sure.
Everything they make, whether it's a garlic press, a bottle
opener. Gaelic?
A garlic press.
Garlic, yeah.
A bottle opener.
Uh-huh.
A potato peeler.
Yeah.
Anything you could get from them is, to me, almost the perfect version. A creme brulee torch.
Right.
Honestly, a spatula.
Yeah.
They make a spatula that's like a short order.
That sounds great.
A short order spatula, like a metal spatula.
Yeah.
And they make these tongs. I have these tongs that when you open them, if you hold them upside down, it closes them. And if you hold them upside
Right side up,
it opens them.
Wow.
So you don't have to slip, you know, with some tongs, you have to open them slide the thing to open them.
Yes.
You can just do it on the move as a chef. Mm. They're wonderful. And all of their accessories are terrific. Some of them they have in store at Sur La Table, and some of them you have to get online because they don't have all of them in the store. Mm-hmm. And they're having real, and so they sort of range.
You know what? You're Madame La Table.
As opposed to sir, it means on.
Oh.
On the table.
Okay.
In S-U-R. There goes your spelling. In any event, if he's a super fancy chef, what I would suggest is getting him a beautiful chef's knife.
Mm-hmm. Like a Wusthof?
Well, no.
No.
No. Like a Bob Cramer.
Oh.
Or a Global. Or maybe if Wusthof has a very high-end line,
okay.
you could do that. But again, with a chef's knife, that's another thing where there's a category. You could get one for $100. You can get one for $1,500. You know,
and then what you could do
a Japanese knife, a Santoku knife, I believe they're called.
And you engrave it with the name of someone he hates.
That's funny. But I don't think there's time for that.
No, I think not.
But they make wonderful accessories. I think the key is to pick something that's unique to him that he likes to do. I've decided he's a cook. Who knows if he is. Maybe he wants an Hermes scarf.
Yeah.
I don't know how flamboyant
he is. Apple Watch just came out with an Hermes Apple Watch.
You mean just the band?
No, that the face.
Really?
Is different. Yeah.
I think that's new.
It's brand new.
Yeah. Maybe he wants an Hermes scarf. Maybe your mother wants one too.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a his and hers. That's kind of fun.
Maybe. I'll tell you, my favorite pajamas, which you turned me onto this also, Ronna, are Sleepy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Which are so
made
soft.
By Kate Spade's husband.
Is that true?
R.I.P., yeah.
They're so soft. They're so good looking. I'll say this. The Lowell of the Sleepy Jones is a relaxed fit. It runs a little bigger.
Roomier.
The Henry is a slimmer fit. But, right, and also I will say on the pajamas tip, the best flannel pajamas in the world come from L.L. Bean, and they're $70.
It's very funny that you mention L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
So L.L. Bean flannel pajamas, absolutely.
The best.
Also on my list.
Really?
And also on my list is if you're really trying to stay under 100, because UGG slippers for men are a wonderful gift. That's the other, I'll tell you what they're called. They're called the, for men...
Gold toe.
It's the Olsen or the Ascot.
Ooh.
The Olsen is the one that has the tie, and the Ascot is the one that looks more like a traditional loafer.
Okay.
And that's probably the one I favor, is the Ascot myself. But they're really sort of a knockoff of the L.L. Bean, which unfortunately LL Bean has done something which I'm not crazy about, which is they've renamed some of the gifts. They used to just be called a moccasin.
And now they're called like skateboard punk.
No, now they're called wicked good moccasins instead of just moccasins. Yeah.
That's annoying.
And the LL Bean men's moccasin, which is essentially where I got their inspiration because LL Bean's been in the business forever, is only $79.
Grace.
The UGG is $110.
That's a great tip.
And so you could go straight to the source and get an L.L. Bean loafer and a moccasin, and no one would be upset about that.
Not at all.
But you know I'm always trying to get everybody to buy everybody something that's UGG. And then who was the third person she wanted to buy for?
Well, her mother, but I feel like we've answered that a bunch.
I thought there was one more.
Well, and her father-in-law. Or excuse me, her stepfather. Her husband.
Oh, the mother's boyfriend.
Yeah. Husband.
Yeah. Oh, are they married?
They're married.
Yeah. Get him the DOP kit.
Yeah.
Men are tougher.
I don't know why.
Again, anything on Net-a-Porter. Do you want to open this gift? This is your last gift.
Sure. You mean Mr. Porter.
Mr. Porter. Sorry. The male Net-a-Porter.
Oh, Rana, it's so pretty already.
Now, I'll tell you something.
I still don't have a clue. Ooh, this is so Rana. Rosalie. You got me Rosalie. What you just talked about.
I got you.
What if I had said, that sounds like a terrible suggestion?
Oh, but then I would have given it to Adam.
This is so, since 1888. Wow. It's beautiful. So this is a cheese.
This is a cheese set.
This is a cheese set. This is the hammer and or whatever.
The hammer.
The slicer. This is the carver, the slicer, and the other slicer.
The three things you need for cheese. So for soft cheese, for hard cheese, and for medium cheese.
This is gorgeous.
But I want you to feel the heft of that.
Okay. It truly feels like someone just proposed to me. I haven't opened a box like this in so long.
I'll tell you something else, though. These are normally, so for each of these items, they're usually somewhere between $35 and $50 for just an item. He can't get it out of the box. I don't want to shock anybody. He can't get it out of the box. But Sur La Table at the moment is doing a hot. He can't get it out. It's a trick present.
I truly can't.
He needs Emma to help. Was it secured on the back?
Oh my God, how'd you do that?
She popped it out in 1 second. She popped it out in 1 second.
It was pretty humiliating. This is so nice.
And it's going to look great in your new apartment.
It really is.
In your new condo. That's what I was thinking.
This is gorgeous.
And by the way, you don't have to keep it in this plastic sheath. It's just like that for the packaging.
Well, no, but my furniture's in plastic and my nice. But
this is really going to look terrific and modern
it's
in your new
gorgeous.
In your new house.
This is so pretty.
And
this is what you should get. You know what? I have to say, your description was good. The product is more masculine but pretty than I expected. This is great for a guy.
How does it feel? Wonderful?
Terrific.
In your hand?
Terrific. I feel like...
And it feels European.
It does feel European. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like German engineering.
Absolutely. I feel like if
it's the BMW of cheese slices.
That's exactly right. You probably don't want to look too hard into the history of the company and where they fell
absolutely.
In the
Do
30s.
Not dig.
But,
do not dig.
But... At first blush, this is
if you started digging, we'd all be driving Toyotas. Except we wouldn't be. We'd all be driving Chevys. Don't start digging into Toyota's history.
It is pretty shocking that all the good cars come from the Axis.
Yeah.
Axis.
Well, you know, a lot of good technology comes from military engineering.
That's true.
Initially.
Do you want to know?
With need comes innovation.
Well, I was about to say, because the reason that all those...
Let's not talk about Phillips.
I was just going to say that.
And the gas chambers. Okay.
Okay, fair enough. This is gorgeous, Rana, and I can't thank you enough. And it truly feels like an event when I saw this box.
And let me tell you how much it was.
Tell me.
Normally $99, so that would be in our under 100 category. $49 for the holiday season. It's a wonderful gift. We'll put a picture of it up online.
We absolutely will.
This is a must get, but they're going to run out of these gift sets, so people should buy them now.
It's beautiful. And yeah. It's really, really elegant.
Fabulous. So that's one of my, that's my under 50.
Fab. Should we go to the next question?
Whatever you do, I just want to reiterate, get them something they're interested in.
Yes.
Just so that it seems that some thought went into it. I know you like blank, so I got you that. Also, we haven't discussed this, Brian, but there is nothing like a good book.
That is true.
And I have two books I want to recommend.
Oh, okay.
Actually. But they're both under 100, the expensive books.
Please don't say Cavalier and Clay. No. I'm fine never hearing about it again.
The zero chance that I'm doing that. It was a fun read.
Yeah.
My first book is a book I always recommend this time of year, which is really a Hanukkah book, not a Christmas book. It's called Roman Vishniak Rediscovered.
Right.
It's $62 on Amazon, hardcover. You have to get this in hardcover.
Yeah.
It is the book that went along with the exhibition that my very good friend Maya Benton curated a few years ago.
Okay.
And Roman Vishniak was the photographer who basically, without knowing it, photographed European Jewry on the eve of the war. And
did you say Jewry?
Jewry.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that basically all of these civilizations vanished after this time. And not only that, he has an incredible eye, and he not only does it have the historical gravitas of the content, but these pictures are pictures you've seen and you didn't know that he took them. And it's a beautiful book. And so if there are some Jewish people looking for a nice gift to give, it's a gorgeous coffee table book.
Also,
Roman Vishniak Rediscovered.
Any of the Calvin and Hobbes books? What was the other
one? Just because we talked about Hanukkah for 1 second, Brian? Because it wasn't Christmas for
you
1 second?
It wasn't right of me. And by the way, do you want to know what
Shame
went through?
Shame on you. No, We're talking about a culture extinguished.
Do you want to know what went through my head as you said this? Literally, that's the gift I'm getting myself. I'm buying that book. It actually sounds so nice.
You can look at mine before you decide to make the purchase.
Okay.
Here's another one you might want. Yeah, I think you're going to flip to this one after that one.
Okay.
The Aviary Restaurant in Chicago.
I don't know it.
Graham Achitz, I have no idea how to say his name, owns a bunch of fancy restaurants in Chicago. My favorite of them is Roysta, where you can have the most delicious chicken you've ever had in your life.
R-O-Y-S-T-A-H.
R-O-I-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
Roysta.
Okay.
This is fun. You like to play spelling bee.
Yeah.
And
I lose every time.
You almost win every time. And he has a cocktail bar called the Aviary, where they serve you like a ship ship in a bottle with its own fog.
Oh.
And, you know, what highly, highly exciting and high concept cocktails.
You can also get a ship in a bottle at South Padre Island in any of the gift shops they sell.
Oh, there. Is that what's coming for me? Is that what we've been waiting for on Backwater? That what's coming with my barbecue?
That's right. That's right.
Extra sauce, please.
You got it.
And in any event, their cocktail book just came out. It's called the Aviary Cocktail Book, and it's absolutely stunning. So if you're a person who loves cocktails, it's just a beautiful gift, a beautiful book to look at.
I'm going to get them both. I'm not even kidding.
I knew it. I knew you'd flip as soon as I said
I didn't flip. I'm getting them both.
That was a little
sorry,
loud.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Should we talk about...
Should we go to
Let's move on to our next question.
Okay, dear Ronna and Brian, this one's a bummer. Feel free to skip it.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what this is yet, but we won't skip it because sometimes the holiday season's a bummer.
Yeah.
And we have to find ways through these things.
It's just sometimes you are just thinking about gifts that would delight you, and then Roman Vishniak is brought up.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens. I had a miscarriage.
Never forget.
You're absolutely
Hashtag
right.
Never forget.
I'm buying that book. I'm not kidding. I had a miscarriage this summer. Oh, and I'm doing better now, but it's been a tough season.
Okay.
Since then, both of my sisters-in-law have announced their pregnancies.
Hmm.
I love them both and I'm so happy for them, but I've been checked out from it all. But now it's the holidays and I have no idea what to get them. In the past, I've given wine. I'll be sending the babies presents for the showers and food when the time comes and they're home with a newborn. What can I send for Hanukkah for one and Christmas for the other that is special but also not pregnancy focused that it makes me sad? Thanks for your wisdom, Claire. First of all, I'm so sorry, Claire. That's rough.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that, Claire. But I mean, look, everyone, you're on your own journey. Everybody's on their own timeline and they're on their own journey. And it's very hard, obviously. You're at the time in your life where you're at that age where everybody's having babies. And so it's all anybody can talk about and it's where the energy is. And I understand that that must be incredibly difficult. But actually the best thing you could do for yourself, which it sounds like you're doing, is take a little bit of a breath, take a step back, don't put the stress and the pressure on your body and on the timing, and let nature take its course. Because the more stressed out you get, the harder this is going to be for you. That's just a little side note. And of course, you're surrounded by this. This is like people are getting married and you're not getting married. And it's hard to not feel it. And it doesn't make you a jerk for feeling jealous or envious or any of those things. And this is very thoughtful of you, this email, I think. I think I understand what you're saying. You don't want to go into a baby store. You don't want to think about what's the best stroller. You don't want to dig too deep into, well, how does it feel? Well, oh, should I get us some jeans that have a pregnancy panel or whatever it is people buy people? I think this is actually, someone told me about something called Spa Finder. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it, yeah. I've seen it on registries and stuff before.
You'd have to look it up yourself because I don't know where you live and whether it's a practical gift or not. But it's essentially a gift card that you can use at any number of spas anywhere in the country. But, you know, they do have a registry. A lot of hotels take it. So you could either give Spa Finder or you could go directly to whoever the purveyor is in your town. But I think normally I don't, for the holidays, think you want to give someone a experience.
Okay.
Because I think people are so busy at the holiday and gift certificates sometimes get lost and, you know, or, oh, we're supposed to go drive a race car, whatever it is, you know, and then you never do it.
By the way, spoiler alert, that's my $1,000 suggestion.
Is it?
The Porsche driving experience.
Oh, I would take that. Okay. Where's that?
There's one in LA, there's one in Vegas, there's one in Colorado, there's one in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in any event, don't give them that.
Don't give
pregnant.
Them the Porsche driving Don't take them to the track.
But I'm saying give them a pampering item.
You know what I was going to suggest?
Your feet must be killing you. Give them this. Or give them pajamas. Or give them slippers. Something that will make them comfortable, that is a thoughtful gift, but that isn't leaning too heavily into, I got you this baby book because everyone says this is the thing for the thing
also,
for the thing.
Isn't everyone pregnant just babied out at a certain point?
No.
Oh.
Not when it's their first. These people, the problem with pregnant people is they think they're famous. For 1 year, you're famous when you're pregnant. Everyone says to you, when are you expecting? Can I give you my seat? Is it a boy or a girl? You look amazing. Are you exhausted? Everyone is interested in you. You're completely famous for you when you're pregnant.
Okay.
And there are people who love it. And then there are people who only get tired of it at the very end when you literally cannot get yourself in a car or out of a car.
Yeah.
Or get a seatbelt around you or get up a set of stairs without relying, then it ceases to feel cute anymore.
Well, what I was going to say, because these are two things that...
Or you could get them some food and make them even fatter.
That's true.
That's an option too.
That's true.
If you're really jealous of them and you can't stand them and they're having those little yoga pregnancies where they have tiny tummies, send them, you know, cheese of the month club or, but make sure it's a pasteurized cheese because they have to have pasteurized. I think that's a thing now. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say two things that I've really enjoyed since this podcast. And this
since
is
when
real.
You were pregnant. Yeah.
When I was pregnant, I'll never forget it. I was pregnant with 10 children.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just going
to,
yeah, I had a litter anyway. And yeah. Okay. So, what I was going to say is that the Aesop Resurrection hand soap and the Lalabo candle, I don't mean to like, we're not getting paid to say any of this. They have
unfortunately.
Improved. I know you're right. I light my Lalabo candle every morning, every single morning.
Cause
I wake up
so happy.
Very early. It's nearly gone. I love it so much. And that Resurrection hand soap, it sounds crazy at the surface that you would spend $40 on a hand soap, but then what it does to you, it just makes
it
you feel so good. And yeah. I just think either of those things would be lovely to give and receive, frankly.
Yeah.
And those are both below 50.
Yeah. And they make also, Aesop makes a hand soap that has a granule in it, if you're interested in that, so that it's like a scrub.
Very nice.
Yeah. If you live in a dry weather place and you're worried about that. You can also, at the moment, Aesop is having... for the holidays also, you can get the duo. So you can get the Resurrection soap and the Resurrection lotion, and they sell it in a cute little package together.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. I've never heard you talk about the Resurrection lotion, and is there a reason?
Yes. Okay. The reason is no one ever uses the lotion.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, for every four soaps that you buy, you use one lotion.
That's true. Because by the way, it's annoying to lotion your hands every time after you wash them.
It's not annoying to lotion them. It's annoying that the lotion gets on everything else. That's You're trying to open a doorknob, your hand slips off.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. I would pay money to see you not be able to open a doorknob. I'd watch that movie for the rest of my life.
Maybe you'll get a chance. Maybe. Listen, dear, hang in there and, you know, you're doing a good job of keeping your feelings to yourself, it sounds like. But yeah, get them something luxurious that, you know, their body hurts. They're tired, no matter what they say about how great it is.
Yeah.
And so get them something that has a nice smell and a nice feeling, I would say. Something cozy. But don't be afraid to just give them a pedicure.
Yeah.
If you don't want to get into it.
Ron, are you ready for our next one?
Yeah.
The subject of this, actually, you should read it, is the urgent present idea for my professor. So this is an urgent call.
Okay. The urgent present idea for my professor. Dear Rana, I am so happy to have you.
Brian.
It does not say that. It just says Brian. It just says Rana. Yeah. Dear Rana, I am so happy to have your wonderful advice guiding my life once again.
You're so welcome.
You'll be happy to know that I bought an Aesop Resurrection Soap gift set for my mom
after your
last podcast.
That wasn't even planned.
There you go. Anyway, I am trying to find the perfect inexpensive gift for my former professor from undergrad. She is my mentor and dear friend. She got me into my dream PhD program and I feel indebted to her. However, I am poor and she is 30 years older than me, so shopping is hard. Yeah. When I graduated, I got us matching Tiffany crown necklaces. Excuse me.
Wow.
Her name is Elizabeth and we joke that she's Queen Elizabeth, thus the crowns.
I don't understand what a crown necklace is. You wear it on your head?
No, it's a necklace that has like a crown charm.
I see.
I'm not using my dad's credit card anymore. I'm not using my dad's credit cards anymore, though. Well, sometimes. So I'm trying to find something a bit less expensive. Any ideas? She loves purple, butterflies, Russia, cats, and traveling. It's interesting that she loves purple because purple's a royal color. And she's called Queen Elizabeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah. Okay.
I'll never forget the time when my parents asked me what my favorite color was, and I said purple, and my dad truly tried to justify it by saying it was like an Old Testament rich color, and not just that maybe something.
And maybe how old were you when that happened?
3, 4, and he was telling me, like, you know, that's biblical, and I could see the sweat forming on his brow.
Come all ye faithful.
Rana.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's think here.
Okay, so...
A bit less expensive. I'm guessing she's willing to spend about $100.
Yeah.
Butterflies.
Now,
what I normally would say, I don't know whether she wants to go this expensive, but Alexander McQueen makes... They're known for their skulls, but they also often make a butterfly scarf. And you could get her, you could either get her a full scarf, which I'd have to look it up, but I bet that runs between $300 and $500.
She's looking to spend under 50.
I understand. But they also may have a purse version of that, a sort of scarf that you tie onto your purse.
Okay.
Which
in case your purse gets cold or
it's a little decoration like you see on an Hermes purse.
Yeah. That you see on an Hermes purse.
And the honestly, I mean, can I just live my life? I have to be persecuted?
No.
Like the Jews in the Roman
Vishnu
book. It's
aspirational for me.
Okay. In any event.
Two very different things.
They do a butterfly motif. So it would be worth looking into what they have going on and seeing if there's something there. Another idea.
I have one.
Oh, let's hear it.
Very quick.
Russia.
Slam dunk. And I'd never encourage this, ever. I think the way to a cat person's heart is a gift for the cat.
Oh.
I think that they melt when that happens and then they start talking like the cat.
Interesting.
But I don't know what you get a cat. Heavy cream.
And a saucer. Yeah. Get the cat.
Get them a beautiful cat saucer.
You could get the cat an Hermes saucer.
Honestly.
It's not a terrible idea.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like a cat owner would love that.
It's funny because one of my ideas, actually, on my 500-ish list, is Hermes, where did my list go, has a stunning
I think that's it.
Now, I love this. Actually, well, again, I don't know how much you want to spend.
Well, she literally said under 50.
Did she?
No.
She just said inexpensive.
Oh, you're right. Inexpensive. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But
I guess that's a subjective word.
I have another idea, actually, after that. Yes, it is subjective, I suppose. Hermes does gorgeous ashtrays. They do a big ashtray and they do a mini ashtray. And the one I'm particularly interested in at the moment is called the Hermes Deco Rouge Change Tray. That's $590. I know she's not buying that. I'm just saying that was on my list. But they also do a mini ashtray, which is, you know, still a couple hundred dollars. But he has another idea. I wonder if this woman drinks wine. That's not in this list, but I'm going to guess that she does because she seems like sort of a sophisticate. There is a line.
Sophisticat.
There is a line of glasses called Zalto, Zalto. They come from Austria. Mm-hmm. And they and I don't know about them because I was in Austria, but I know about them because I eat in the finer restaurants in this country. And okay. This is the glassware that anybody that is chosen, like any wonderful fine dining restaurant you go to, if they know what they're doing, they have Zalto glasses.
Okay.
I would consider buying two Zalto glasses. They're about $60 each.
Okay.
And depending on your price point, you could also get her a bottle of wine or just the glasses are a beautiful gift.
Don't just get one glass though, because that's insulting.
Yeah. It says you stay home. You're
alone
yourself.
With those
cats. Nobody buy anybody one glass. No. That's true. Oh, I know.
Okay.
Well, if this is really just a holiday gift, okay, I know what to get this woman.
Are you going to say the Origins Feel Good Hug Bedtime Body Wrap?
Yeah, and a microwave. Make sure she has a microwave too, because not everybody has one anymore.
Yeah, that's true. All my gifts have to be microwaves. That's the condition.
Okay. Santa Maria Novella.
What did you call me?
Santa, okay. You know what? You're out of
control. I am.
And you're acting like you're back on sugar. Is this something you want to tell people?
No. You know what I think it was?
What?
It might have been those immunity chews.
Oh, did you? How many did you have?
Two.
Oh, two sugar immunity chews. That's what
Or something happened. And
how
I'm
much sugar is in them? We'll have to look.
Not much. 4 grams. I already looked.
Four is a lot.
Oh, so 4 grams.
Per one? No, two.
Two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Not ideal, but not bad. Four. Okay. Santa Maria Novella. This is what you're going to get her. Santa, okay, this actually is a perfect gift. And in fact, this is a gift that Cynthia Sweeney, remember Cynthia Sweeney?
The Nest.
The Nest, who is an authoress.
Yeah, she sure is. Author. Best-selling author.
One of her favorite things to do is to light a beautiful Santa Maria Novella potpourri candle when she's working. It's from a pharmacy in Florence. I believe they started in the 1500s, or maybe even earlier. Going to the pharmacy is like an absolute pilgrimage to Mecca.
Wow.
They do sell their things in the United States. I would go for the potpourri candle. It's a column candle. It's very simple. It's the most stunning smell. It's all of these herbs and flowers that come from the Tuscan hills. It's sort of a eucalyptus-y floral, though. Absolutely. I mean, you can't get the smell out of your mind.
Ronna, you would do so well working behind a counter at somewhere and selling something.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah. What a compliment. I could be a shop girl. But you know what? If I believe in something. So Santa Maria Novella, I would get the potpourri candle. Okay. They have the price point's about $70, but they also have a short version that's $38. But for you, you want this tall candle. That's the look you want. It looks like the perfect candle you would find in a medieval Catholic church. And smells even better. Fab. But the other thing they make, which I'm crazy about and which I bought myself, is something called a fireplace starter. And what it is, it's a pack of three. And it has inside of it, it's like a potpourri bomb that you set off underneath your firewood.
Okay.
So you put it under like kindling, basically. It's like a little candle that has some kerosene or something inside of it.
Yeah.
And it's a wax square that has the actual potpourri inside of it.
Wow.
So you can see the flowers.
Does it work in a microwave?
And I'm sure it explodes in a microwave, just like your pillow. And you light that and it makes the room smell beautiful.
It sounds amazing.
And it's absolutely, it has that. I like anything that makes you feel like you're staying in a count's house in the Tuscan Hills in sort of 1683. And it has that vibe, and she'll love that because I can tell she's a woman who loves history.
This is a serious question.
Also, I will say this, Cartier, I mean, this isn't in your price point, but I'm just telling other people in case they're Russian nuts. Cartier's
Fabergé.
Their line this winter is all wonderful things from Russia line. That's their theme, yeah.
What I was going to ask,
which is interesting, I guess we know which side of the Mueller report they're on.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say was if you're
people fire- can't buy real estate anymore.
Where
they got to put their money into jewels. Go on. What were you going to say?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. What I there's just like the Romanovs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's why they didn't die very quickly.
Why?
They were all wearing their jewels. So it was like acted like a bulletproof vest, which is why like so many of them took so long to kill.
Really?
Yeah.
Fast.
They had all their jewels on them.
I love the Romanovs.
I do too. Even though he was such an
horrible
asshole.
Terrible.
He started the pogroms.
Monsters.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But kind of great to die with jewels on.
Yeah.
The point is this. If my fireplace doesn't work, and this is a serious question, okay, can I still use that? Because it sounds really nice. Or does it have to be lit under a fire?
Well, if your fireplace doesn't work, what I would do is if you want that, you want that smell.
Yeah.
I would buy the potpourri.
Okay.
And I would buy a couple of the candles, and I would light the candles in your fireplace.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's a great
idea. But Santa Maria Novella is and you'd be surprised, they have some wonderful gifts at a very reasonable price point. But if you're going to buy from them, should do it soon, because my guess would be the shipping takes a little while.
All right, Ronna, ready for this second to last one?
Yeah.
Dear Ronna and Brian, I have a close friend at work, we work in finance, who also happens to be my manager, and I don't know what to get her for a holiday gift. Shopping for a boss. She's in her early 40s and lives on the Upper East Side in Manhattan. To me, that's too young to live on the Upper East Side. I'm looking to spend less than $50. She's very practical and doesn't like typical gifty gifts like candles or soap. I once gave her a book for her birthday, and after she finished reading it, she gave it back to me because she doesn't like to have a lot of extra things cluttering up her apartment.
Wow.
Get her a subscription. Buy her the Marie Kondo book.
Get her a Swiffer.
Yeah, no kidding. I would love any suggestions you might have. Thank you so much. I absolutely love the show. XO Sarah. I will say, people who hate clutter in the house love decluttering anything. Like, just go to the Container Store and be like, this helps you organize your fingernails or whatever.
But it's still a thing you have to have.
That's true, but I think it's reverse psychology. And also tell her I love the book Metropolitan, and I loved her book. This sounds like it's Fran Lebowitz in my head. She's the kind of
you
person.
You think Fran Lebowitz doesn't live inundated in
actually,
junk?
Actually, you're right.
Fran Lebowitz is sleeping on her papers at night.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Fran Lebowitz is fabulous.
One
of the greats.
She's one of the greats.
Yeah.
You know what I would do? Get her some Ronna.
I'm listening.
Get her some of those really nice sweater holders. Like the kind that protect your...
Those aren't gifts. That's I'm going shopping. Can I pick something up for you? That's not a gift.
I knew it. I knew it right.
I mean, do you want sweater holders for a gift? You know how furious I'd be if someone gave me sweater holders?
Yeah, you're right.
You think I can't hold my own sweaters? How about thinking about me for 2 seconds? Think about what I might like. The first problem is, you would say get her a book. She doesn't want a book. She just want anything in her house at all.
So go out of the house. Get her something that gets her out of there.
There was an amazing department store in New York, which has since closed. And I don't know whether you can get any of their things online. It's called Takashimaya, which was on Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
And they had the most extraordinary, it's a Japanese department store. It's still in Japan, but they had the most extraordinary wrapping.
Wow.
The sort of thing that even a person who doesn't like clutter could never deny. That you would give them just, you know, a pencil eraser wrapped like it was for the emperor.
Was this a Japanese department store?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you want to talk about pristine organization?
Yeah.
Just go on it. Like, I'm trying to think of a Japanese gifting website because you'll find it.
Saying go to see if Takashimaya has an online presence. That's something. But the other thing is, it sounds like you like this boss and you have a nice relationship. I would consider saying to her, I know you don't want me to give you anything. I gave you a book. You can write this in a card. I gave you a book. The only thing I'm giving you is this card. But this card can be redeemed for two drinks at blank.
Yeah.
I would have said the PM. Not going to say the PM anymore. We had a bad
experience.
I didn't have a great experience at the pier.
Yeah.
But there has to be a, maybe this, you know what? That's a bad idea because they're in finance and they can afford to go wherever they want for drinks. And they probably go out for drinks whenever they feel like it. But you have to give her something that doesn't require staying in her house. Again, would a super luxurious pedicure or a manicure, is that something?
Or like a new welcome mat. Because that would technically stay outside.
Well, here's another thing that's on my under 50 list.
Or an umbrella.
An umbrella.
That might be nice.
I'll tell you something. That was on my list also. Interestingly, I have two things on my under 50 list that might work for you.
I'm just curious if one of them was the Origins Feel Good Hug Bedtime Body Wrap.
At 45?
Yeah.
Price point's 45. One is the Davek Mini Travel Umbrella.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Davek. Mm-hmm. Teeny tiny. Fits into the case. She'd probably get a real thrill out of that.
Oh, yeah. Make her real wet. Yeah. I mean, if it's raining.
Keep it dry, I hope.
You're right. That's what I meant.
You know, you just...
It has come undone. It has.
That's an option. The other option are those gorgeous ones. Well, she was once under 50, so the wine glasses won't work. Here's another idea. You're going to think I'm crazy. Braun. Speaking of another company whose history you don't want to look into.
The paper towel company?
No.
Oh, that's Brawny.
Brawny. Yeah. Braun.
Oh, sure, yeah.
German appliances.
Sure.
Once again. The theme that reemerges. Braun makes an analog alarm clock.
Nice.
Now, this sounds like something you don't... It's very funny because alarm clocks, clock radios, whatever. It's like iPods, Walkman, radios. It's all the same thing. But in different eras, it's a different iteration. Mm-hmm. And everyone is having such a hard time sleeping now because they use their phone for their alarm clock and they look at their phone before they go to bed.
Yeah.
And this is a sleek, beautifully designed, very simple. It's $40. You put it on your nightstand. All it has is a vaguely, vaguely, vaguely glowing hand. And there's something I think that would be very, and I think this is actually a great gift for quite a few people, even though if you saw this on a website, you'd click on it and say an alarm clock. They're going to put that on the list. But if you think about blue light and you think about how soothing it actually would be to wind your clock and when you're putting yourself to bed,
yeah,
I think that might be a really nice idea. You could also just get her a Soul Cycle or whatever she's into.
That's true.
Socks. We know we love socks.
That's true.
I assume she still wears socks.
Yeah.
Ooh, house shoes.
Oh, that's a good idea. Wasn't it the same as slippers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had to find them for $50, but that's an idea.
Or you could get her, I don't know how much curlers are. I don't know if she curls her hair. Okay. So
get her a turban. That's what Brian's wearing. Oh, this
I
year. Would
absolutely. I have my parrot on my shoulder, my parakeet. We haven't decided.
Cockatiel.
Rana says that I live my life as if there's a bird on my shoulder talking
well,
in my
only
ear.
When you're hysterical, which is most of the time.
That's
okay.
Right.
Where's our last letter? Okay. Here we go. Oh, this kind of long. All right. Hi, Ron and Brian. I've got an issue with my job that I'm hoping you can help me with. Okay, this is an advice letter is what this is.
Okay.
But seems like it's a holiday-related advice question. Fair enough. I started at my company about 15 years ago. Given our remote headquarters, I knew I was making a big decision to go work there. At the same time, the position I applied for meant lots of traveling, particularly during the holiday season. As a young, new employee, I embraced the travel. It was crazy flying to and from headquarters every day for 4 to 5 weeks, but it was kind of exciting seeing the world, meeting new people. When children found me, their eyes lit up. It was like I was like a god to them.
Wow.
I matted, god dang it. Interesting. I always wonder when people say god, they'll use god, but they won't use damn.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me. Yeah. The reports I had to file were onerous, but again, I was young, and frankly, I was no stranger to Adderall in those early years.
Fair enough.
Excuse me. Yeah. Cut to today. I'm 15 years older and still slaving away in the same position. Aspects of the job that I used to find charming, snot-nosed kids trying to grab at me, overzealous parents creating whole holiday sets for me to perch on, even writing the report to the boss that notes a real change in a behavior for a given child, they're not doing it for me anymore. I'm drinking more than I should. My diet is not great, and I'm always tired.
Oh, man.
And the holidays aren't even here yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should say I'm very well compensated, but every conversation I've had with the higher-ups about making, maybe taking a position within the big guy's workshop has basically ended with them offering me even more money to stay in the same gig.
Oh, man.
Not sure I can continue, but realistically, what are my prospects? My skill set doesn't exactly translate to other fields. I mean, I guess I could call the Tooth Fairy to see if she has any openings, but I don't know. Any thoughts on how I can get out of this professional funk? Thanks. Sad on a shelf. P.S.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah.
You really need to get it together behavior-wise if you want a happy December 25. This is the worst you've been since I've been on the job.
You know what? It's not my... I will say that my finest hours are never on here. It might be when I truly...
Oh, you mean the ones people don't see?
The ones people
How would see? We know?
Actually,
if you're making those up.
I don't think I have. Yeah, you're right. I don't even know what I, yeah. It's
Well, the good news is this episode, you haven't suggested anybody pour bleach down their throat if somebody says no to them.
Well, I don't know what other option this guy has. I mean, here's the problem.
Light a match to your own foot.
That's
would
right.
Would be my suggestion.
Go right over to Chevron, give yourself a shower, take a matchbook, light it, throw it in the air, see where it lands. What I was going to suggest is...
This is the elf on the shelf.
It sure is.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll say this to anybody. Money... Okay, Rana, bear with me here. Money...
It's going to be a roller coaster.
Actually,
ride.
you're going to agree with this.
Okay.
Money cannot buy you happiness.
Of course not.
A certain amount of money can make you worry less about things.
Yes.
And that is a happiness in a sense. But I just don't know what else you're... This is... It's very difficult, I think, when someone's making a lot of money and they're doing something they wish they weren't doing.
Yeah.
And they...
Stop doing it.
You just have to stop doing it. It sounds like you have enough money to retire. It sounds like you just have to stop doing it and get into something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, I mean, this guy has told them over and over, he wants to go make toys. He doesn't care what he does.
You're going to have to start your own line and it's not going to be successful.
Well, it would be a terrible job.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair to the elf.
Of course. It's so boring.
They leave you there all night.
Yeah.
And then you got to sneak around and show up somewhere else in the morning.
Yeah.
And you do all of your work. You really only work for 2 minutes at night.
Yeah.
2 minutes at a time. Well, they see you where you are in the morning, and then they see where they put you the next morning. At night, they say goodnight to you, and then they say good morning to you. And all night, you just have to sit there.
It's not right. You're just cramped. Yeah. I mean, truly, you would get...
Can't move. What if they get up to go get a glass of water?
You'd have to go to get cardiology after that. Nope, chiropractor.
Yep.
You'd have to go to the chiropractor after that. But I will say, you know, Andy Warhol once said...
Oh, boy. I wonder if he knew he'd be giving advice to a doll on a shelf.
I'm wondering what this elf's real passion is. Well, actually, we know. Because Andy Warhol says, usually you're more successful at the thing you love second most because you're less self-conscious about it.
Oh.
Which I don't...
So was art his second love?
Maybe. So go for the thing that you're not worried about. Yeah.
I think what you said is key. And I actually think it extends, going back to what we were saying at the beginning of the podcast, which is money really can't buy you happiness.
Yes.
I understand we've spent 2 hours talking about gifts.
Yeah.
It's always nice to get a gift, of course. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I mean, actually, the boss in the last question, even though she sounds like a little bit of a pain in the ass, isn't wrong.
Yeah.
You can't take it with you. And so surround yourself in your apartment, whatever, in your home, surround yourself with things that you love to be around that, as Marie Kondo says, spark joy.
Yeah.
Okay? But you don't need... But the worst thing is after you unpack a million things and then you say, where am I going to put this? Where am I going to put that? The truth is, I adore getting a gift from Jordan every year. I really don't want a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
If I want something during the year, I really, really want it, then I buy it for myself.
Yeah.
But I make the decision about how much clutter or not that I want in my home.
Yeah.
Of course it's lovely to be thought of. Mm-hmm. The same applies for the elf. You've made enough money. You're comfortable. You have to find something else to do. This isn't a life. And how lucky you are that you've had this gig for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And that you've made this money. And hopefully, I don't know what they pay him in. Rain be a deer droppings or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, toy tokens or what they even do up there. They must have a pub.
Yeah.
That they all go to after work. Oh, I have God, no
that's
idea.
A bit really, that'd be a really crazy scene, I bet. Because they have a lot of steam to blow off.
Well, they work very hot, especially this month. They're like people that work on an oil rig.
That's
or those crabbers in Alaska that only there's only a few months that they can get the crab.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or whatever Liam Neeson did in The Gray. Did you see that movie?
Of course.
Yeah.
You want to make me furious? Let's talk about The Gray.
Let's do it.
I've never been angrier.
About an ending?
About an ending to a movie.
And then they end it twice, and the second ending is just as ambiguous.
How dare they? I'm not going to watch him fight that wolf?
I am so upset.
After I trekked through the tundra with you? The Yukon, the Klondike, whatever it was, and how dare you?
It wasn't right.
Outrageous.
This is for the woman who hates her brother-in-law. Get him The Gray.
Yeah.
Get him
Tell
the
him
gray.
He is The Gray.
Tell him he is The Gray.
Elf, you got to quit your job and find something else.
And actually, speaking of fantasy things,
yeah.
Rana, I think we're at a point where I want to hear what your no-holds-barred fantasy pie-in-the-sky gift would be.
Okay. And again, I really do want to say, holiday season is lovely, but the pressure we put on ourselves over material things,
yes.
It really doesn't matter.
No, and it can be a turnoff.
Just be thoughtful. Yeah. Get someone a book. Get them some socks.
Just
whatever
write them
it
a
is.
Beautiful note
don't,
with some
but
flowers.
Don't stress even. Yourself out and give yourself a stomachache over this.
No.
Okay. You want to know what my pie in the sky items are?
Yeah, because I sort of already said mine, which was the Porsche driving experience.
I didn't know that you wanted to drive fast cars.
Well, there's a guy that I know. Who's really into Porsche and who's sort of made me get into them more too. And I'm never going to own one. So like it'd be just fun to go. Well, I mean, it would take a lot.
I don't think so.
They're like $100,000, aren't they?
No, it depends on which kind of model you're talking about. I mean, one.
The Carrera.
One you'd really want. Is that what you want, a Carrera?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. That happened fast. Last week you got upset we were talking about cars, and now you want a Carrera.
I got upset?
Adam and I were talking about Saabs and this and that, and you said, can we talk about something else immediately?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the times are changing, and I'm changing with them. Mm-hmm. And I think, but I don't want to own a Porsche, because I really actually would not want to spend that much money on a car.
So you
ever.
Think, well, you should at least drive one before you
That's
decide.
What I'm saying. So yeah. That would be my pie in the sky. I'm not giving it to myself, but that would be a pie in the sky gift.
Are you giving it to you yourselves?
I might be.
Wow, that's exciting.
We'll see, yeah.
I think that sounds fun. I've always wanted to do something like that.
Yeah.
In fact, I was gifted once a race car.
What?
Yeah, a race car.
Someone gave you a race car?
No, a race car driving certificate, because I like fast cars, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. She's got a fast car.
Rana, look at you.
Yeah. In any event, okay.
Oh, yeah.
My pie in the sky items. I mean, one of them is not so pie in the sky, but it's just expensive. There's a few things that I want, and then there's my sort of dream gift. I'm very interested in this Alan Nui sweater.
Okay.
Alanui. They're just making a gorgeous, chunky, soft as can be, sort of knee-length cashmere cardigan, but it has a very thick kind of cable. It has the rear thing in a sweater, which is that it's chunky but not heavy.
Sure.
And it's soft as can be, and it's the perfect thing to wear in a ski lodge.
Hugo.
I'm very interested in that look right now. And this brand is making, it's an Italian brand, but they're making something that looks like you could wear to Goldie Hawn's house on Boxing Day in Aspen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I had thought about Aman Resorts does a private jet itinerary where you go between three or four of their properties.
Like I know there's one in Tokyo.
And well, no, they have properties all over, but they take you on a private jet between the properties. It's about a 3-week trip, so you do a few days here, a few days there, a few days there.
Okay,
that's not my other one. My other one, which I'm not choosing also, is the Orient Express, which I'm hoping you and I would do.
I'm not kidding. I would love to go on the Orient
That's
Express.
That's about 10 grand a person at least.
Yeah, so I'll pay you back or whatever. We'll work out a plan.
We'll figure that out. So that'll be for next year. That's really for our travel show.
That's true.
My dream item at the moment is a La Mazzocca espresso machine.
Okay.
It retails for between $13,000 and $22,000.
Great.
You really only, it's a commercial machine. It's not a home machine. It's one you would have if you were opening an espresso bar. I was in Munich last year, and I saw the most gorgeous machine you've ever seen in your life, this La Mazzocca. It was a Bordeaux. It had sort of a Bordeaux matte finish.
Oh, I can picture it.
With a gold La Mazzocca insignia. And it was an FB80, which I believe is only available on the European market. In America, you can get the GB5.
Oh, fuck butt 80.
So that's a...
it's gone down.
That's a second choice. But at the moment, that's my pie in the sky item.
I'll name one more. Yasser Lester's watch.
Oh, sure. Well, you could have that.
It would be a big, expensive. Big expense. But that would be another pie in the sky. It's a vintage Rolex day and date gold watch.
You want a yellow gold?
Actually, all I really need for that is his address.
So you
and a costume.
You mean
a disguise?
Yeah. So that you're going to break into his house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous.
What a fabulous.
Should we go? Should we just do a quick?
Sure.
Should we just do a quick wrap up on our list?
Yeah.
So that we can give people machine gun ideas under 50.
Yeah.
Or 50-ish, 100-ish. 500-ish.
So let's start with under 50.
Okay.
So for me, it would be the Origins Feel Good Hug Bedtime Body Wrap. It would be some sort of gift from Baxter of California if it's for a man. Their pomade's wonderful. It would be the Pudu socks, which are about $20. Or if you wanted to do a $40 sock, American Trench makes a cashmere sock that's really, really nice for men. The Toyser Champagne Truffles and the Vintage Electro Luminescence Watch by Casio, which is $18.
Fabulous.
Those are my under 50s.
That's your under 50s. Yeah. For me, it's anything Rosla, the accessories. Yep. And in fact, Brian's kit ended up being $49, normally retails for $99. That's the cheese kit.
Yep.
The CO eye patches, which Brian also received.
Can't wait.
Almarovitz is doing a lip balm and a Queen of Hungary mist set for $49. Smart wool socks, which are about 22, and you could get one or two pair of those. Trader Joe's candy cane cookies, which
hell,
I wish
yes.
Brian had bought for me. Those are $3.
I thought you had a strict no Trader Joe policy.
Everyone knows I have no Trader Joe's except for the Trader Jojo on
Christmas.
Well,
that's good to know.
$3.
They are delicious.
Aesop animal shampoo, $39 for the animal lover in your life. Smells great.
Yeah.
Great looking bottle. The Braun analog alarm clock, $40 that I mentioned.
That's only $40?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, I forgot to mention these, which I love. And this is a perfect gift for under 30 even. Henkel's does a double-walled glass mug. So it's a mug that is blown glass and the liquid goes into the middle so that your hand is not touching the hot liquid.
Oh, that sounds
good.
And it's made by
clear.
Henkel's.
Henkel's. H-E-N-C-K-E-L-S.
C-A-N-K-L-E-S.
And I think Bodrum also makes a version.
Of Henkel's.
The only thing you have to be careful about is when you put them in the dishwasher, because if you put them next to other things, they can break. But I actually noticed they had the four set was on sale for the same price as the two set. And it's about $30.
Under 100. I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Casememe.com sells adorable AirPods cases.
Oh, yeah.
For under 50. So cute. One of them looks like an ice cream cone. One of them looks like, that's a really cute, fun gift, especially for young people. Mm-hmm. McConnell's ships ice cream across the country. 4 pints, $48. Or you can do a pint of the month club starting at $144.
That is a great idea for anyone you know who's the Barbra Streisand in your life.
Bodum French Press, I mentioned those in rose gold, $49 and $36 in two different sizes. The blue bottle coffee kit for $36. Any kind of a mug, I love, as long as it's cute and it's purchased with love.
Yeah.
Santa Maria Novella Potpourri Fireplace Starters, those are $55. The candles start at $38, and then there's the bigger one, and those are my 50s.
Fabulous.
Under 100, what have you got?
I've got the Filson Rugged Twill Travel Kit.
Fabulous.
Which is essentially a dop kit.
I've got framebridge.com if you want to custom frame you a do. Photo. They have really nice stuff, and it's a quick turnaround. I have Lark. Really,
with the Q, L-A-I-Q.
With the Q, which is the self-cleaning water bottle, the only self-cleaning water bottle. That's at the MoMA Design Store, which is just worth checking out anyway.
Absolutely.
And that's actually all I have for 100.
For 100, I have the Gold Shimmer Oil from Omarovitza. As I mentioned, click on the disco ball and get 15% off. Now this is a great deal, which I forgot to mention. For the cook in your life, Staub, the French brand, which is...
Danielle.
French
has a line.
French Canadian via New Jersey. Yes, Staub by QVC.
Yeah.
Staub makes these gorgeous Dutch ovens, which they call cocottes, which you would make like a cassoulet in.
Okay.
They are normally $284.95. They're on sale at Sur La Table for $99.
Fabulous.
I would go for the black personally. Do they have them in black, red, and blue.
They also do a Dutch oven. Do you know what that is in bed?
When you fart and you put the covers over someone's head.
That would be under 50.
Is that right?
That's right. Did you and Bob ever do that?
That's in the priceless category.
It's priceless.
The L.L. Bean Men's Wicked Good Moccasin, $79.
And I'll add the flannel pajamas to that.
The pajamas, absolutely. UGG slippers for men and women. They're around $110. Now, Le Creuset makes something called a mini cocotte, which is basically a teeny tiny Dutch oven. They come in any color.
Oh, yes, I've seen those.
They're so cute. You buy two of them at least and a cookbook. And they're $24.95 each, and you give them to somebody, or you buy two of those in a chef's apron or two of those in a spat, whatever it is, just make it cute. Pick a cute color.
Yeah.
And it's something that you could make like a molten chocolate cake in or any kind of thing. Very cute.
Sure.
Or you could serve dip out of it.
You could also leave them out.
Yeah. They're very cute.
Yeah.
You could use it for a planter if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Ebige Giselle pajamas I mentioned. Heath Ceramics has a brass pie server for $70, which is so gorgeous. And they have gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous cutting boards.
H-E-A-T-H.
Heath, H-E-A-T-H, yeah. Gorgeous cutting boards, but those are much more expensive. Blue Bottle Coffee subscription, $72 every other week, 6 shipments of 6 ounces. The Roman Vishniac Rediscovered book, $62. Aviary Cocktail book, $85. And Zingerman's does The Coffee Club also for $99.
God, those are great. 200?
Oh, I didn't do 200.
Oh, wait, did we not have it? We had a 500.
No, go ahead, do 200.
Well, I was just going to say that the Tokyo tote bag from Bellroy, which is a mix between a tote bag and a backpack.
It's beautiful. But Ryan has one right here.
I have it in okra. I don't know why they call it that, because it's not the color of okra.
No, it isn't.
But it's Japanese, and it...
Oh, is it C-H-I-E?
C-H-R-E. Yeah, O-C-H-R-E.
Then it is the color of okra.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I
Not the vegetable, but the... Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I guess I only assume O-K-R-A.
Homonyms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is okra. It has every compartment you would ever want in your life.
It's gorgeous.
And you could either carry it as a tote, or you could put it... It has hidden backpack handles or whatever.
So straps.
Straps. You could put it on your back. It really... It's one of those pieces that is just like thought of everything, and it's super casual. It's right now it's $179 on Bellroy. And by the way, I have a Bellroy wallet also. It's so pretty. I really like it. And I always get things like that in a color that I would never get.
And where is that brand from?
I think they're British.
Oh.
Yeah. And fabulous. They're one of these sort of like startup types that, And so also I love a tote bag. The Rue de Verneuil large tote bag in Navy is 212, and it's R-U-E space D-E-V-E-R-N-E-U-I-L. And it's an extra large tote bag. And then also around that price point was the Sleepy Jones pajamas and the Preppy Earthquake kit.
And as we were saying, go to MrPorter.com and just look on their price list, because they have great, great gift wrap and great ideas.
500.
500. I've got a pair of Heston's pajamas for $230.
Oh, God.
They're the blue check. They're the blue check of the mattress. In fact, the mattress I would put in my pie in the sky category.
And then you could say, "I'm wearing Heston's pajamas," and you can take these off out of my cold, dead hands, or whatever he said. It's stupid.
Pry them out of my cold dead hands.
That's what it is, yeah.
The King of Sweden sleeps on that bed, so you might consider doing it also. A Dyson hair dryer.
Okay.
Everybody loves these. I don't use a hair dryer, but if you're a hair dryer person, people that love hair dryers love them. They're $399. Zingerman's Food Clubs. I think this is fun because you get the gift keeps coming after Christmas. They start at about $125 and go up and up and up from there. Dior has an AirPods case for $360, which I loved. And Gucci does one called the Ophidia, which is cute, for about $280. And then there's the Hermes Cheval mini ashtray set that I mentioned for $490. And then the big one, which I really love, is a little bit more. That's $590. That's the Hermes Deco Rouge change tray.
Fabulous. For me, this is another thing where I will not spend the money that for the real thing.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Rimowa, another German brand.
Okay.
Which is a very, very...
They have a gorgeous yellow handled suitcase, which I almost put on my list.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Well, for $495, I have the bigger carry-on aluminum edition from Away, which you can get monogrammed. And I don't like the regular Away bags. The aluminum one is beautiful. I actually think it's better looking than the Rimowa.
Fabulous.
But it's... you know, a third of the price.
Fabulous.
So that's $495 at Away.com. And you can even get it monogrammed, which is sort of nice.
Amazing.
And then also, there's a Bluetooth speaker I saw that I thought was really cool called a Marshall Woburn. It's a Marshall Woburn 2, and it's just so pretty, so sleek. I would get it in the black, and it just is very classic looking and just in any audiophile. And it also sounds terrific, but in any audiophile's home, it might seem really nice.
Fabulous. You're reminding me, I have to look it up right now. I also had... a Bang & Olufsen does a wireless headphone, kind of like the AirPods, but they do their own version on it, called the E8 2.0 Truly Wireless Earphones, and they come in a gorgeous camel-colored
case. Ooh, those are pretty.
Case.
Yeah.
And those are $350. And another good, great gift for $50 and under, by the way, is a Pepper Mill.
Sure.
Or a salt mill.
Or a basket of Petridge Farms cookies.
And I also saw at Neiman's, they had a Star Wars collaboration socks. I don't want to buy those for anybody, but they're very cute, these Christmas socks from Star Wars that you can get at Neiman Marcus. Anyway, that's a lot of ideas, I think.
And for $1,000, I had the Porsche driving experience. Sort of my priceless idea was the Porsche driving experience.
Fabulous. Yeah. Fabulous.
All right. Well, happy holidays.
We hope this is helpful to people.
And again, a card will do it. And it's something, just a beautiful piece of something. But these are just ideas all across the board.
Well, again, a baked good.
Yeah.
Always wonderful. I saw these, those incredible, if you go to like a chef supply store, they sometimes have the pasta that they'll sell, which looks like a yard of pasta.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably $15. But if you're a real chef... anything like that feels luxurious.
That's true.
Or a giant, if you're a baker, the Nielsen Massey vanilla that I was talking about is actually quite expensive, and they make a very large one. That's the kind of thing someone wouldn't buy for themselves. You'd keep buying. You'd buy a bottle of vanilla now. You'd buy another one in 4 months.
Yeah.
And somebody gives you just anything that's either supersized or tiny, people love. Brian, I just want to say I've had a wonderful time.
I've had the best time.
This has been a blast. It's been way more than 8 days of Veronica.
It really has.
800 days of Veronica.
It was, but I don't know how you couldn't know what to do after this.
8 days of Veronica. Thank you so much. Thanks again to Kate for her wonderful suggestion. Brian, thank you once again for coming to Marblehead.
My pleasure, as always. I mean, there really is no choice. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Ask Rana on iTunes. And askrana@gmail.com is where you can send all your questions.
We can't wait.
And everyone have a Merry Christmas.
A happy Veronica.
And a happy Kwanzaa.
Sure.
Whatever you're doing.
And what about, it's actually Chrismukka this year. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
Yeah.
So happy Chrismukka.
Happy Chrismukka. Kiss, kiss.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.